You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Yes, I'm the great pretender.
It is The Savage Nation. After 4 years, the Muslim major, Nidal Hassan, comes to trial and represents himself, forcing those he shot and did not kill to answer his questions. This is America, the twisted America, under Barack Hussein Obama. Welcome to The Savage Nation. I'm going to talk about the Benghazi horror, the Fort Hood horror. For 4 years, we've been asking, why have they delayed the trial? You know the answer. But here are four questions about the workplace violence that took 13 lives and injured 32 people for life. One, why were our soldiers unarmed? I'll have the answer for you. Two, why has this case taken 4 years to come to trial? Three, why did Obama side with Trayvon Martin against Zimmerman but say nothing about the victims of the Fort Hood massacre? Has Obama come out once and said, if I had a son, he'd be like the soldier killed by that SOB who shot him? No. Number four, why were all of these soldiers without weapons? That's the same as number one, but I thought I'd repeat it in case you missed it. And number five, which president disarmed our troops? 855-400-7282. That's right. No one's asking the thing Michael Savage asked. Common sense. It's gone from the media. Oh, everyone's outraged about the Fort Hood massacre who has a sense of conscience and loves our heroes. But there's one question that's missing. How could one son of a you-know-what, how could one throwback 15th-century piece of trash, Major Nidal Hassan, have come in and executed 13 soldiers and shot 32 others without a shot being fired in return? How is it possible? It's on a military base. It wasn't an elementary school. It wasn't Adam Lanza shooting little children like ducks in a barrel. It was a Muslim major who for years had been signing his memos, Allah Akbar. That's right. Every report he signed, he wrote Allah Akbar on the bottom. Can you imagine if a Christian had signed, Christian doctor in the military, signed his medical reports at the bottom saying Jesus be praised or God loves Jesus or Jesus love Jesus? He wouldn't have lasted 3 seconds. They would have arrested him. So this is your twisted military under this administration, but it goes back to George Bush. Because make no mistake about it, this started under George Stent Bush. George the Stent Bush started by turning on our troops, but it goes back beyond Bush. Bush could have fixed it. He didn't fix it. It was Bill Clinton who disarmed our troops. That's right. That's right, old cigar Bill. Disarmed our troops. Do you know why he did it? Does anyone listening to this show have the brains to figure out why this left-wing fanatic Bill Clinton and his old lady Hillary Clinton, why they disarmed our troops? Why? Say, wait a minute. They're on a military base? They're disarmed? Why? Well, I think you can pretty much figure out why people who call the U.S. Marines pigs. The Clintons, when they invaded the White House, I remember all the way back to the 90s, their daughter and they called them pigs. They called the FBI agents pigs. Oh, but they're different people today. They're all revised. They've whitewashed themselves, haven't they? So this is a gun-free zone now. The military bases are now gun-free zones. Really? How is that possible? Well, among Clinton's first acts upon taking office in 1993 was to disarm U.S. soldiers on military bases. In 1993, the Army imposed regulations forbidding military personnel from carrying their personal firearms and making it almost impossible for commanders to issue firearms to soldiers in the U.S. for personal protection. For the most part, only military police regularly carry firearms on base. Because of Bill Clinton, terrorists would face more return fire if they attacked a Texas Walmart than the gunmen faced at Fort Hood, home of the heavily armed and feared 1st Cav. That's why a civilian policewoman from off base was the one whose marksmanship injured the Muslim major Nidal Malik Hassan's rampage. Did you hear what I just said to you? Are you following what I'm reading to you from the Washington Times editorial from November 11, 2009? There's no harder working host in the United States of America. Nobody comes to the microphone better prepared than me. It's a combination of my commitment to the show and my academic background. That's why I do my homework. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? A wife said it's hard for her to believe that we don't trust soldiers with guns on an army base when we trust these very same men in Iraq and Afghanistan. Bill Clinton's deadly rules even disarmed military officers, the most trusted members of the military, charged with leading enlisted soldiers in combat. Six of the dead from the Dal Hassan, may he rot in hell, had commissions. They were officers. They couldn't fight back. Everyone listening to this show knows that guns deter criminals. Research also shows that the presence of more guns limits the damage mass murderers can unleash. But Bill Clinton disarmed them. The 13 dead bodies in that Texas morgue after Nidal Hassan got through with his Muslim rampage are the result of gun control craziness as enacted by Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton feared our military. He was afraid of a coup. That's what leftists do. They embrace the enemy and they hate our patriots. With the stroke of a pen, President Obama could have ended Clinton's folly and could have allowed U.S. soldiers to protect themselves. But Obama has not done that. He has not permitted our soldiers to protect themselves from harm. Obama could do that tomorrow. He hasn't. So I'll go back to the four questions. 855-400-7282 is the phone number on the Savage Nation. We're talking about the Fort Hood massacre committed by the committed Muslim Nidal Malik Hassan, who signed off for years. He was signing documents. Every medical report he signed said, Major or Colonel Nidal Hassan, Allah be praised, or Allah Akbar. And the cowards in the military, in the higher command, the cowards who are now inside the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the cowards who are now inside the Pentagon, the cowards who are now advising Obama to go softly and speak softly, did not fire Nidal Hassan. They didn't arrest him. They let him go on with it. Question one, why were the soldiers unarmed? Because Bill Clinton disarmed them in 1993. It was one of his first acts. Two, why has this case taken 4 years to come to trial? I'll give you the answer in a few minutes. Three, why did Obama, who sided with Trayvon Martin against Zimmerman, say nothing to date about the Fort Hood massacre? I'll give you the answer in a few minutes. This is not a time for apathy. This administration is a clear and present danger, not only to our military, but to our country's survival itself. Let's go to WABC Line 8. Jan, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I don't have to remind you, but I'm going to remind the audience about Bill Clinton and how he hung our men out to dry in Somalia. He let them get slaughtered. He didn't send them any help. Sounds familiar when you think about what happened in Benghazi, doesn't it, Mike?
So is it a Democrat thing? Is that sort of how it works?
Yeah, I think, we have...
How do you account for the fact that any serviceman or service member's wife or spouse votes Democrat? How do you account for the fact that so many policemen still vote Democrat? How do you figure that out? How does that work?
I don't understand where people are. I don't understand why people aren't running out of their houses and letting primal screams come out of their throat.
If I didn't have the radio show, I would probably have died a long time ago or gone crazy. This is my primal scream.
Yeah.
I do it for millions of people. I speak for people who can't speak. I mean, fundamentally, America has been made voiceless. If you disagree with the vermin that I just read, the names of those that I just read who produce the pollution and violence that goes into the minds of Americans, if you disagree with them, you don't exist in the entertainment business. It's lucky if you can even get a piece of sushi anywhere in Beverly Hills if you're on their blacklist.
Right. Mike, he's using these Hollywood types and the media, and he uses everybody to get his community organizing of the whole country across. After all,
he's a very clever politician. He knows which levers to press to get his demented messages across.
Right. Well, he's a disciple of Satan. Satan was the book.
You know, I'm starting to think that you're not wrong. Many very devout Christian people are starting to tell me that they think that there is an element of Satanism in this presidency. They don't think it's just a difference of opinion, nor it's a different economic model. They actually think the man is pure evil. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out, because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.
Here's a traffic sound then, 880-237, new crash, left lane is blocked, traffic starting to back up. That's actually going to be southbound, 680 at 237. Also, we still have delays in and out of Half Moon Bay, brush fire. Some lanes are open, but traffic slow in both directions. This will be between Half Moon Bay and the Summit. New crash westbound 37 at 121. A lane blocked there. Look for delays. And slowing at the Santa Cruz Mountains southbound 17 Hamilton to the reservoir. I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Check out my new time machine.
Does it work?
Hit the button.
Hey, it's Napoleon.
Oui. Check out the future.
Hey, you have a nice house. Why don't I?
You didn't save any money, buddy.
If only there was a way I could go back in time and fix that.
Yeah.
Save something for the future. Put away a few bucks, feel like a million bucks. For free ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All of us at Cash Call are really excited because we're now offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3.375% rate and APR with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 3.375%. And if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want that? Look, even if you refinance in the last few years, why not invest a little time to put more savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years? Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you save. So don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 3.375%. 15-year money today. That's 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH. 866-590-CASH.
Cash Call, Inc., Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates subject to change without notice. Department of Business Oversight, California Finance Lender Law License, NMLS 38512.
Tackling this, we don't keep our opinions to ourselves. And neither should you.
on the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Of an order never heard before in radio, you're never going to believe this. We just got tape on the Savage Nation of the crazy man McCain and Lindsey Graham, the fork-tongued Lindsey Graham, who are in Egypt demanding that the Egyptians release political prisoners and include the Muslim Brotherhood in the government. I swear to God, you're not going to believe what you're about to hear. I want you to listen to Senator John McCain in clip 11. Go ahead, play it.
Democracy is the only viable path to lasting stability, national reconciliation, and sustainable economic growth, and the return of investment and tourism in Egypt. That means more than elections. It means democratic governance, an inclusive political process in which all Egyptians are free and able to participate so long as they do so nonviolently.
Did you hear what this crackpot just said? Did you hear what this crazy, insane crackpot McCain just said? He said the Egyptians need to show more than just elections, mere elections. Now, you know what happened, don't you? They threw an Islamist out named Morsi because he turned out to be far worse than Mubarak, who had been overthrown by Obama under the advice of Hillary Clinton. It's a big new Brzezinski, and so far as I can tell, the money supplied by George Soros. They're now saying that it's not good unless they put the radical Islamists back into power. Listen to clip 12.
It is essential for all parties to refrain from acts and incitement of violence. We believe they should treat each other with respect. We also urge the release of political prisoners. We also urge strongly a national dialogue that is inclusive of parties, including the Muslim Brotherhood. And at the same time, we expect the Muslim Brotherhood.
Okay, he's gone over to the other side. He is now a stooge for the Muslim Brotherhood. I've long suspected he was crazy. I long thought that this poor man who had been tortured mercilessly by the Vietnamese during the Vietnam War had come out as a broken man, and I had sympathy for him for many years. But I believe now he's walked through that wormhole, and he's come out as an actual member of the enemy. I've never heard anything like this. I now want you to listen to the trial lawyer, the fork-tongued stabber in the back, Lindsey Graham, who was calling not only for a flooding of 30 million illegal aliens in America, but now he's going over there, and he's telling them to put the Muslim Brotherhood back into power in clip 10.
There are many in Congress, not many yet, there are some in Congress who want to sever this relationship. We want to maintain it because it is so important to our two nations and, quite frankly, the world. When we said it was a coup, why did we say it? It was a transition of power, not by the ballot box. Why do we still support the relationship? The future will be determined as to what happens here in Egypt. We're hopeful that the transition will be one going back to democracy. That's the only form of transition we can support.
So they go over there while there's a worldwide travel alert, which, of course, was a false flag lie put out by the administration to scare all of us and to justify their spying on Americans, innocent Americans. In the midst of a worldwide travel ban, two of these Benedict Arnolds of the Republican Party, Graham and McCain, go over there to support the inclusion of the Muslim Brotherhood into the government. McCain, I think, is just crazy. Stupid, I know he is. I heard this from a major donor to the Republican Party about 7 years ago in a home in Beverly Hills. He had supported the Republicans back to Reagan, and he was a large donor. I went and visited him once over something, and he said to me, "Have you met John McCain?" I said, "No." He said, "I have." And I said, "What did you think of him?" He said, "He's about the dumbest man I've ever met in my life. Dumb as wood. Dumb as a log." Jay in Connecticut, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Well, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was going to make a plug in a way that I was an Army brat on base, and when I was listening to that, I was going to call up and make a historical reference that the U.S. military has been fighting Islamists since the 1900, because you were talking about the Marines, but I was going to talk about...
No, they've been fighting Islamists since the 1800s, when the Barbary Coast pirates, who were Muslims, were attacking our merchant ships and killing the crew, cutting their throats, executing them, and stealing the goods. That's when the U.S. Navy was created.
The Marines plug for the Army. They were fighting them in the Philippines when they always went on a rampage, burning Christians.
I know, but they were fighting them in the Philippines 100 years later. That's right. I'll tell you more about the Muslim fanatics in the Philippines. The 38 caliber standard-issued sidearm was not powerful enough to kill the Muslim fanatics in the Philippines who were attacking our Marines. because they shot them and they wouldn't die. They still kept coming at them because they were drugged up. They went back to the ballistics laboratory and said, develop a slug that will take a man down no matter how big he is, no matter how crazy he is, no matter what drug he's on. That was the advent of the 45 caliber around. Are you aware of that? Probably you are.
I did hear that story once, but I wanted to say I was on post, and this is back in 2006 and 7. People, deeply conservative people like ourselves, were always worried, what if one of these people got on base? It would be a free-for-all because no one's armed, and the MPs, they just have a Beretta. They don't even carry a, like, shotgun, stuff like that, like cops mm-hmm. do on the outside.
Well, you can't give a gun to a soldier. They'll liably use the gun to defend the base. Nearly 4 years after Islamist Major Nidal Malik Hassan shouted, Allahu Akbar, and brutally murdered 14 people, including an unborn baby, and injured 30 others at Fort Hood, he now receives free helicopter rides from the local jail nearly every day, lives in a private room built to accommodate his medical needs, you hear this? Wears a beard against Army regulations, travels with his own Army security detail, has received numerous trial delays, and collects a full salary of about $80,000 a year, while many of his victims say they've been forgotten. The Army psychiatrist has been paid more than $278,000 since the November 5th, 09 shooting, blah, blah, blah. The Army has paid for Hassan's military defense lawyers, paralegals, and experts for his defense. He also enjoys a heavily guarded trailer near the courthouse. The court-martial is expected to last a month. No other inmate at the Bell County Jail is treated the same way. I'll let you read the rest of the story yourself. One of the soldiers who survived killed himself because he no longer felt safe at home. His father said he was never at peace after this. Never at peace. Every day since the Fort Hood shooting, he suffered. According to his father, Sergeant Berry felt the Obama administration had thrown the victims of that tragic day overboard. The victims have been denied Purple Heart medals and combat-related benefits because the Army, under General Dempsey, determined the shooting was not an act of terrorism. It was workplace violence.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention. Should the Tea Party continue to fight for the Constitution and against the many recent injustices? The Tea Party and many other individuals have been unfairly targeted and singled out by the IRS. Worse yet, the government and the IRS are controlling our lives by forcing the implementation of Obamacare on us. Americans do not want the IRS in charge of Obamacare. The Tea Party is working tirelessly to stop these unconstitutional injustices. Call toll-free to record your opinion regarding our efforts by pressing 1 and saying yes, the Tea Party should fight, or by pressing 2 and saying no, the Tea Party should stand down. Please call toll-free 1-800-993-1005. If you believe that the Tea Party should continue to fight, call and press 1. If you think the Tea Party should stop advocating against these injustices, press 2. Please call toll-free 1-800-993-1005 and record your opinion 1-800-993-1005. Please call 800-993-1005 or visit defendtheteaparty.com.
Paid for by theteaparty.net.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. We start with a SIG alert in San Leandro, eastbound 580 at Estadillo. We've got the left lane blocked. It's been that way for about 45 minutes. Traffic is backed up behind it. Also, northbound 880 Great Mall Parkway crash. Left lanes are blocked there. A new accident on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge being reported before you get to Treasure Island. Traffic on is already backed up. Northbound 101 from Cesar Chavez onto the bridge. Back to the South Bay. Southbound 17 remains slow. Hamilton, as you make your way to about the Lexington Reservoir, southbound 85 at Saratoga, crash left lane, traffic backing up towards Deanza. Sinol Grade, northbound 680, still slow. Jacqueline over to Andrade, northbound 880, slow and go from Mallory up to 238. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Brought to you by the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Check out Jump City live on the beach at the Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk. Enjoy this supercharged show jam-packed with urban percussion, hip-hop, dance, and acrobatics. Two free shows Sunday through Thursday. For information and showtimes, visit beachboardwalk.com.
My bond with California centers on family. We've laughed and loved here, and we've worked hard together, too. As I look back, my memories play out with this state as the stage.
Family. It's part of our enduring bond as Californians. Now you have a chance to strengthen this legacy by investing in our state, which is issuing $5.5 billion of tax-exempt notes. During an early order period, you'll have first pick of available notes before the large institutions. You won't have to pay an upfront sales commission, and you'll receive your principal and interest on these notes before next July. Visit buycaliforniabonds.com or contact your broker today, because this special presale ends August 14th.
My bond with California means my family will continue to create memories together long into the future.
Visit buycaliforniabonds.com.
This ad is provided by the California State Treasurer's Office. This ad is not an offer to sell nor a solicitation of an offer to buy notes. Notes may only be purchased through a broker and an official statement.
Look, kid, you're new here. So let me tell you the three keys to a long, happy career. First, high heat gloves, page 2640 of the Granger catalog. Second, intrinsically safe earmuffs, page 2606. Third, portable eyewash stations, page 2790. Am I the grand poobah of workplace safety? No. Granger is. They have page after page of safety products. The Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold, right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Be honest, will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
Savage Nation.
The Fort Hood massacre conducted by a radical Muslim inside our military who had been signaling for years he was going to do something crazy is now acting as his own attorney. He is now grilling the people he shot. He's putting them on the stand and making them sweat. Not only that, no one's asked what I asked today is, wait a minute, hold it now. How does he get into a base with a gun, or guns rather, and the soldiers he's shooting like ducks in a barrel, fish in a barrel, have no guns? Bill Clinton disarmed our soldiers in 1993. That's right. You heard me. I mean, it wasn't always that a soldier had no gun. What do you mean a soldier has no gun? No one asked the question I'm asking. I bring common sense to a very difficult subject as often as I can. As more difficult the subjects, the more people fail to even understand the most basic question. See, if the soldiers had sidearms, he might have killed one or two and then been killed himself. But they were unarmed. They had to dive under desks. He was reloading and shooting, and it was a local woman police officer who had a gun who came in and stopped this animal. Now this animal that was not killed has lived like a pasha at your expense. Far better than our soldiers who are walking around with life-threatening injuries for 4 years. For 4 years, he's lived like a king. Do you know anything about how he's living? Do you know your government's still paying this guy? What you're about to hear on the Savage Nation should make you so angry that you never again vote for a Democrat as long as you live. And pray to God there's a Republican to vote for, which I'm not too sure there will be. I want you to listen to the workplace violence piece that you're about to hear. That's right, Obama and the Army brass, so to speak, who have no brass where it counts, are still calling the worst massacre on a U.S. military base in history workplace violence, not the massacre that it was, denying the victims Purple Heart medals and denying the victims combat-related benefits. I want you to listen to clip three.
The Army denied the victims Purple Heart medals and combat-related benefits, saying the shooting was not an act of terrorism. something victims like Logan Burnett strongly dispute.
The day that came out was the day the government looked at every single one of the victims of the Fort Hood shooting and spit in our faces.
Now listen, now there's another one coming now from the local Texas station, KXAS and TV. Listen to next clip four.
Meanwhile, NBC5 Investigates has learned Major Hassan receives extraordinary treatment for a military prisoner, including almost daily helicopter rides, courtesy of the U.S. government. We captured this video of two Army choppers arriving to pick up Hassan on one recent morning. He travels in the custody of a security detail on the 20-mile trip to Fort Hood from the Bell County Jail where he's being held. The Army tells us the daily airlifts are necessary because the jail does not have the proper facilities for Hassan to work on his legal defense.
Can you believe what the lawyers have done to this country? Can you believe that while this is going on, your left-wing senators like Durbin, like Blumenthal and the others are concerned about sugar and caffeine and drinks, and they have nothing to say about this going on under their noses? Do you have any idea why this is happening? Do you have any idea where this leads? Do you have any idea that you're being led down the path of suicide by your left-wing administration? It gets even worse. I want you to listen to the next soundbite about how this animal, this throwback, this piece of garbage should have been executed that day. He should have been beaten to death in that room. Listen to how he lives now in clip five.
Inside the jail, Hassan lives in a private room, the Army equipped to accommodate his medical needs.
It's a separate room, built separately, just for him.
For 3 years, Hassan has continued to collect his full salary. NBC5 Investigates was the first to show you how the Army has paid Hassan more than $278,000 since the shooting. The Army says it can't suspend his pay unless he's convicted, even though the Defense Department can suspend the pay of civilian employees charged with a serious crime.
There's your Barack Hussein Obama government at work, the same man who was flown into L.A. as we speak to appear on the comedian show to sell his lies to the audience that doesn't read the Internet, doesn't listen to talk radio. The dumb and dumber who listen to Jay Leno are now Obama's target audience. And this is what goes on. Let's take some calls on this horrible turn of events. If you learn anything tonight, and you're about to turn the show off because you've had your 15 minutes of pleasure, just take this home. It was Bill Clinton who disarmed our troops as one of his first acts in 1993. Let's go to KSFO in San Francisco. Pat, you're up. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. Yes, this major animal, 4 years and this trial's starting. Timothy McVeigh, he was convicted, charged, everything, hung dead, deader than a doornail in 3.5 years, and this guy takes 4 years?
Well, are you as outraged as I am and the millions of others who know that this government is behind treating him with kid gloves?
It was also Bill Clinton who disarmed the man on the USS Cole.
That's correct. You remember the Cole disaster, and it was Bill Clinton who did not let them have live rounds in their weapons on that ship as the friendly Arabs approached in their boat, whatever they were on, and waved. The soldiers were told never to fire upon Arabs because they're bringing, I guess, knit goods and pita bread for them to eat. And as you know, they blew a hole in the coal that almost sank the ship. God knows, I think 35 or 40 people were killed. It was, again, the commander in grief, Bill Clinton. Thank you for the call. Well, there's many other calls here on the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, you know where to call, 855-407-2822. As you know, I'm simply a rabble-rouser, although everything I've told you tonight is 100% true. I shouldn't be able to tell it to you because you liberals want your comfort zone maintained. You don't want to hear any of this. You know Obama is the Messiah. You know that Bill Clinton is a good guy. You know that everything the liberals do for you is only good, and you know that they love the military and they love America. So why should I be confusing you with these uncomfortable facts? Well, you know what? I'll continue to do it. And I'll tell you something else. You'll continue to listen. You know why? Because the truth has a certain ring to it. Well, thank God so far nothing has happened. We don't know what will happen tomorrow. If you care to talk about the demasculation of our military, which began not with Bill Clinton, not with Obama, but with Bill Clinton, began with Bill Clinton, continued with George Bush, and now is, of course, continuing under Barack Hussein Obama. If you care to talk about that, if you care to talk about why our soldiers are disarmed on bases, of course, you well know if they had the right to carry sidearms, Hassan would have been shot down probably after he killed one or two people. Someone would have pulled a gun on them and killed him. But no, because they were disarmed, he was able to shoot them like fish in a barrel. And it was only an off-duty policewoman who came and was able to use her sidearm to stop this animal. Unfortunately, she only wounded him. Can you imagine what the medical care has cost the taxpayers to take this throwback barbarian and keep him alive? Can you imagine this? And by the way, your president still calls this workplace violence. He will not call it what it is, which is, of course, an act of terrorism. Why would he do that? Why have they been hiding the fact that Nidal Malik Hassan did this? Why are they hiding it? Well, you don't have to be a genius to figure that one out. Let's take your calls, though. Let's go to WABC in New York. Greg, welcome to the program.
Yes, quite a feast of food for thought you've laid upon our table tonight.
Thank you.
The emasculation, yes, of the military is systemic of what right. we have going on in the entire country today. It's not only the military. Emasculation goes on all over the place today.
Well, of course, and the new series coming out on one of the networks ridicules Christian white males, but no other male of any other race, rather. Only white males need apply for ridicule from the worst minds of our generation.
Of course. Who built the bridges? Who built all the great things in this country but the white male? This is the only person you can put down today. I say, you know, it's going to come down when you're going
to... Well, it has to happen, and this is a subject for another show, without sounding like a bunch of crybabies or angry. The only thing that can save the West is a militant Christianity. Only when the pansies in the Christian church are moved off the pulpits and vigorous defenders of the Christian faith are put back under the cross and reinvigorate the churches with real talk instead of this rubbish, this gibberish, this political correctness, which is not Christianity at all. It's an invented series of homilies that have very little to do with the actualities of Christianity. It's been a misinterpretation to the extent that we can no longer defend ourselves. Only when Christianity is reinvigorated with a militancy can the West hope to survive. And I would like to spend a whole show on that one day of what I think priests or preachers or reverends or whatever need to be doing in churches to save Christianity and the West altogether. But it's really not a time. This is not the time for me to even... let us say, begin to formulate that. I mean, I once put together a show called Only a Nationalist Party Can Save America, and I meant every word of it. I spelled it out, actually, in Trickle Down Tyranny, and it fell on deaf ears largely because it was not heard by many people, only on my show, the listeners, and they bought the book. That's fine. But I really never talked about religion itself, the great religions of the West, the great religions that gave us this great nation, can only be useful if they grant the people not only peace, but leadership. Where is the leadership in a church today? When you go into a church, do you come out feeling invigorated? Do you come out feeling like you want to defend your faith? No, but compare it to the Muslims, and I admire them. I admire them. They go into a service, and they come out charged up. They want the whole world to be like them. They want the whole world to be converted. They want the whole world to believe only in their God, because their imams fire them up. Somehow no one seems to take offense at the fact that imams across America can fire up Muslims. How come priests don't fire up Christians? Need I say how come the Jews don't fire up Jews? I mean, you want me to get into that one? You want me to talk about the sad state of affairs in Jewish temples today? What they do in those temples? How they lack any fervor? Any reference to God, even God itself, God himself is questioned in Reformed temples. He's a joke. He's made into a joke. So what can I do about it? I'm going to save religion. I'm going to save the West. I can't do that. All I can do is tell you how I feel. It's one man's opinion. If you care to join the conversation, it's 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove,
is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsay Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on Carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's CARNIVORA.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY, 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Police called and broke the bad news to Charles. His personal and financial information was found on an identity thief's computer disk. Nervous and confused, Charles called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications the identity thief was trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut them down and helped him restore his good name and credit. Charles found out the hard way that identity theft is a global crime, a crime that's become so complex you simply can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I choose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Don't wait for a call from the police before you take action. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code SAVAGE to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Days of a traffic new accident eastbound 80 before Ashby Avenue in Berkeley. Left lane is blocked. Traffic wasn't too bad on the East Shore, but it's going to back up now. Southbound 880 slow as you approach the Coliseum. Raiders game getting ready to go. Also sluggish northbound 880 from 238 up towards Hagenberger. Northbound 880 at a Fremont still slow from Thornton Avenue up to Highway 238. South Bay westbound 237 is still slow. North first over to 101. Southbound 101 getting better, only slow. Now Lawrence Expressway down 287. Southbound 85, Saratoga, process of clearing an accident there. Traffic is backed up both directions, though. And southbound 17 is slow still from almost Hamilton as you make your way into Los Gatos. So I'm Dave Falk, South Talk 560 KSFO.
Hey, it's Katie Green. And if you're one of the one-third of Californians who recently bought a home with cash, my good friends at O'Donnell Financial want to congratulate you. And they also want to let you know that if you do plan to place a mortgage on your home or investment, there is a time limit to do so and still be able to deduct the mortgage interest. This could save you tens of thousands of dollars during the time you own your home. Just another reason it pays to have a company with financial expertise in your corner. Call my good friend Greg O'Donnell today at 866-496-2300 and tell him you just purchased some property with cash and want to preserve that mortgage interest deduction and still get that fixed rate of 3.0%. For over 25 years, O'Donnell Financial Group has been helping people just like you. So give them a call today at 866-496-2300 or visit them online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com. You can discover what real advice is. That's 866-496-2300 or online at odonnellfinancialgroup.com.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
Local restaurants, shops, salons, and more with savings of 50 to 90% every time. Live more, spend less. Download the mobile app now.
Now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount.
Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys and we'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
The public's attention. I asked, why did Obama side with Trayvon Martin against Zimmerman but say nothing about this? The answer is quite obvious to anyone who could put two and three together and come up with five. I asked you which president first disarmed our troops on military bases. The answer is Bill Clinton. The issue really is this terror threat. Is it real? Why is the government banging the drum so hard? Why are they inducing so much fear in the population? Well, the answer is clear, to justify the spying on Americans. It is so serious and so severe that the Germans are very angry at Americans spying on them. The Germans are. The far left is angry. The right is angry. Everyone's angry but your Uncle Mo, who thinks Obama's a terrific guy who plays golf very well. Do you believe Al-Qaeda is stronger than ever? I mean, we were told recently that Al-Qaeda's on the run and all their leadership is dead. Unbelievable, right? How did this all of a sudden happen? So, you know what I'd like to do for you is you call 855-400-7282 on the Savage Nation. Remember the question from Monday that I asked. Do you believe this terror alert is real? Or is it an attempt to justify spying on innocent American citizens? The same question is still valid today. And if you care to chime in on it, that is fine. Let me tell you something. I believe Obama is a cosmic joke foisted on America. I will tell you that even the legitimate left agrees with me that Barack Obama is a giant trickster. I will tell you that he's one of the greatest tricksters in history. He makes Dick Nixon look like an honest Boy Scout. Every day we're told to take Obama more seriously, but every day we take him less seriously. I think Obama has lost his base, except the welfare recipients and the fraudsters making billions of dollars. As I said, even the legitimate left has turned against him. They seem to be able to look right through him. They see him flying here and there, a $100 million trip to Africa. Next, he's going to Martha's Vineyard to hang around with the poor billionaires. And the next day, he gives a speech about the poor. Nobody buys his act anymore, except the idiots at the bottom who don't know anything. All they know is that they can ship their food stamp groceries to the Caribbean in a shipping container. Then there's the rehab racketeers, the disability racketeers, the green energy racketeers. It's one racket after another. That's why I say it's all a cosmic joke. And the last power you have left is to simply just laugh in their faces. Now, this is so serious, this spying, that we had to go back into the archives to the year 1975, an eternity ago, right, when Senator Frank Church, a Republican from Michigan, a great senator, by the way, warned in 1975 that government surveillance will likely be turned on Americans. You must listen to clip one.
In the need to develop a capacity to know what potential enemies are doing, the United States government has perfected a technological capability that enables us to monitor the messages that go through the air. Now, that is necessary and important to the United States as we look abroad at enemies or potential enemies.
Now, that's what he said, 1975, Senator Frank Church, Republican, Michigan. But listen to clip two about what he saw coming.
We must know. At the same time, that capability at any time could be turned around on the American people. And no American would have any privacy left, such as the capability to monitor everything, telephone conversations, telegrams, it doesn't matter. There would be no place to hide.
Isn't that interesting? 1975, a Republican foresaw and warned America about spying by our own government, and now it's come down upon us. Isn't that interesting? If you care to chime in on this big topic, it's 855-400-7282. Let's begin in Connecticut. On WILK, Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I just want to say you're right about everything. You were talking about how the SEAL Team 6 got killed in the helicopter. I've been talking about that for a long time, and you're the first person I heard say it on the radio. And everything you say is just completely true. I'm sick of the every other TV station, radio station. They're all just lying to us, and everybody's sick of it. We know what's going on. Like with Benghazi, we know that they were transferring weapons to Al-Qaeda. They were giving them he's seeking missiles and missile launchers. And
well, they were sending him to Syria, to the best of our knowledge, and I think that they let the ambassador get killed to cover it up. That's what it's starting to look like. That's the real truth of that one. Well, Mike in Connecticut, look, all I can do is try my best with others in the media who are still doing it, and there are others doing it. Let's be clear. I'm not a man alone. I'm going to send you a free copy of my New York Times best-selling Trickle-Down Tyranny, just out in paperback. Stay on the line. We'll send that out to you. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Let's go to Texas now. KLIF, the great KLIF in Texas. Donna, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
God bless you, Michael. Listen to you all the time. Listen, today I got on the bus to go to jury duty, and I never ride the buses. Anyhow, somebody got on in a full-dress burqa, full-dress Muslim garb, this gigantic person with these gigantic tennis shoes. There was no way that was a woman. And even sunglasses to cover the slits of his eyes.
Wow.
Hauling on the bus a pull cart, you know, those suitcases that you haul that have wheels on them?
Yes.
And he went to the back, or she went to the back of the bus, although I doubt it was a she. It was so big, you know, just big guy. And all of us just sat there. I don't think the bus driver even called, you know, anybody.
Well, no, that would be racist to suggest that there's a man hiding in a woman's burqa. Toting around a potential bomb. I mean, you wouldn't want to say that because that would be racial profiling, meaning you're using common sense. And as you well know, under Obama, common sense is now illegal because it's racist.
Apparently so, Michael.
Yes. I mean, common sense is now considered evil and dangerous. Stupidity is now considered the norm under Obama. They want you to put on your stupid hat every day. Where was the FBI? I mean, a giant pair of shoes underneath a burqa would tip off somebody. What about one of the brave police who killed a deer last week? Maybe they could come rushing away from killing baby fawns and maybe look at a guy in a burqa. But then again, as you well know, it's safer to arrest a person who takes in a deer that's been abandoned by his mother than to go after a potential terrorist in a burqa.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Summertime, and the living is easy.
It is easy if you're president. $100 million trip to Africa, fish, then Martha's Vineyard, comedy shows, basketball, parties, birthday cakes. You got to hand it to him. The man knows how to live. And living well, apparently, is the best revenge for him and the first family. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I don't know what to believe anymore. I just don't know what to believe anymore. I don't know. I'm going to sit here and watch the world go round. You know, what can I say to you? The terror threat that led to the closure of nearly 24 U.S. embassies and consulates resulted from intercepted communication between the head of Al-Qaeda and the leader of its Arabian Peninsula affiliate. Okay, great. Top guy. U.S. is spending $772 million on aircraft that the Afghans cannot operate or maintain. Did you hear that scam? Beware the military-industrial complex, said Dwight D. Eisenhower. Savage said beware the government media complex. The U.S. is spending nearly $1 billion, we'll make it rounded off, on aircraft that the Afghans cannot operate or maintain. The chief watchdog for Afghanistan reconstruction warned in a recent audit that the Pentagon is moving forward with a $772 million purchase of aircraft that the Afghan army cannot operate or maintain. If that's not a boondoggle, if that's not pork barrel spending, I'd like to know what is. But you're not going to stop this. How can you stop this? A budget debate, my eye. They close this, they close that. So we're sending them airplanes they can't fly. Few of the pilots in Afghanistan are fully qualified to fly with night vision goggles. You hear this? The reporter, I don't want to read anymore. It's all corrupt from top to bottom. We're almost like Napoleonic France. It's like the end of the empire and then Napoleon III. That's what I feel like. We don't even have good furniture to go with it. At least if we had architects who were making nice furniture, I would say okay, but we don't. The food stinks, the furniture stinks, the architecture's ugly. We haven't built a magnificent bridge or tunnel or building in the United States in God knows how many years. The money is all being stolen by corrupt contractors. False, using $500 million, another one. The green jobs, as we know, is a scam. Everything he says is a lie. He says he's for the poor, he hangs out with the rich. He says he wants to tighten the budget. He goes to a $100 million trip to Africa. He says he's for freedom and he's an open president and he spies on every American. Let's go down the list another time. So, okay, so he's a, you know, just a power mad politician, like many of them. Not all, like many. So maybe somebody in the government will understand the danger we are in from this crackpot who is running America off the rails on virtually every level, from the economy, military, you name it. The man is taking the country apart brick by brick. He is destroying the greatest nation on earth brick by brick and getting away with it. Why? Because there's no media. The government media complex is really the media government complex. The Democrat Party and the media is, by and large, a single entity. You know what I'd like to do for you right now in the Savage Nation? We're going to play some of the things this man said, Mr. Nobel Peace Prize. Remember he was given a Nobel Peace Prize when he became president simply because he was allegedly the first black president? He got a Nobel Peace Prize before he did anything, remember? Well, isn't a Peace Prize winner supposed to seek peace? Isn't a Peace Prize winner supposed to sit down with an opponent and try to work it out rather than saying, I'm not going to go see you because I don't like what you did on Snowden? Well, it's not about Snowden. It's because some of the big Hollywood donors, no doubt, sat down with him and said, you know what we want you to do? We want you to cancel your visit to Putin. At least that's one man's opinion, Michael Savage. Do you know who Putin is? Do you have any idea why this is the most important story of the day? It's because it's never happened before that a so-called president would literally make a major policy decision like this without any consultations, without any press conference. Is he trying to trigger a new Cold War with Russia? There's something crazy about this man. He's getting increasingly narcissistic. He's getting increasingly cut off from reality. He goes on a comedian show to explain himself, not explaining himself through a press conference. This man worries me, and he's got 3.5 more years, big years, to damage America. How do U.S. leaders feel about Russia's behavior? Well, I think I would reverse it. Russia's behavior. Let's see. What did Russia actually do? Russia embraced a fugitive who leaked U.S. secrets. Well, many people in America think that he's actually a whistleblower rather than a traitor. So now Obama uses that as a front to cancel a meeting, a one-on-one summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Really? You think that's the real reason? Well, there are some other big issues facing the U.S. and Russia that are the real reasons, and they're using Snowden as a cover. And one is Syria. Apparently, the United States wants to back al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood called the rebels. Make no mistake about it. McCain and Graham Cracker went over there to Egypt, and they're backing the Muslim Brotherhood, insisting the Muslim Brotherhood be put back into the political process. And in Syria, McCain and Graham Cracker want us to back al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood against Assad. So whose side is Obama really on? Missile defense, human rights, adoption. You see, last year Putin signed a law that banned U.S. adoptions of Russian children. The move was viewed in the U.S. as a real slap in our face. Well, I don't know that it really is. If you read the list of other issues that are on the table, the last one that's listed is gay rights. Now, I got to tell you something. I think that this announcement of the cancellation of the meeting with Putin is suspiciously related to his visiting, well, I must put it in a very simple way that is not insulting to gay people, but the powerful people of Hollywood, some of whom are trillionaires who happen to be gay, who were the first people to raise money for Obama and put him on the national stage, incidentally. There's no question in my mind they forced him into this position, and it's an untenable position, and America has lost face, and it's a disaster for us. This is what happens when the man starts answering to his donors rather than to his advisors, if he has any left. So I could ask you some questions. Mr. Nobel Peace Prize canceled the summit with Putin. Does it matter to you? Who's acting like the bully here, Putin or Obama? Who's the bigger loser here, Putin or Obama? Now, let me ask you another question. Do you have any idea what this might do to our ability to travel to the space station? You realize that the very same great president terminated NASA, the world's most superior space agency. He eliminated it. Remember I wrote about it in one of my books? Have you forgotten what this man has done to our space agency, he destroyed it. He eliminated it. And what did he do? He said, well, don't worry. We can still get to the space station. We will buy seats on the Russian shuttle. Originally, the seats were something like, I don't know what they were. They've gone up tenfold in price. Why? They have a monopoly. I suspect that Putin may now cancel the United States from traveling on the Russian rocket to our space station. The ramifications are overwhelming from what this narcissistic child is doing to us internationally, nationally, domestic. It's astounding. But I guess it's summertime and the living is easy. I'll ask the audience on the Savage Nation, who is slipping back into a Cold War mentality here, Putin or Obama? I'll let you decide. It's an embarrassment on top of it all. I mean, I know politicians have to lie to get
where they are. Hey, this is
Ryan. Not all, but most. Let's put it that way. It's now reaching a point of not being comedic in the political arena. It's being demonic in the political arena, and that's what's worrying me. This man is increasingly becoming more and more insulated from reality. He just tosses things off with a certain aplomb, like Mr. Cool. Everyone's going to gobble it up because he's God himself. And all I thought was, is this is a man who has so many yes men and yes women around him that they get on their hands and knees and they lick his boots and tell him how great he is. There's no criticism. No powerful man likes to be criticized. But wise, powerful men wisely have critics around them to keep them in line, or else they tend to become maniacs. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-399-5564 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-399-5564. 1-800-399-5564. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Don's dream of owning a home was crushed. Don became a victim of identity theft, and he didn't even know it. And it didn't stop there. Even the business Don owned took a hit. With his credit ruined, Don couldn't even get a business loan. Nervous, confused, Don called LifeLock, the industry leader in identity theft protection. LifeLock went into action, uncovering multiple fraudulent credit applications identity thieves were trying to open in his name. LifeLock shut him down, helping Don avoid further disasters associated with having your identity stolen. Don found out the hard way that identity theft is so complex you can't fight it alone. Stories like this remind me why I chose to protect myself and my family with LifeLock Ultimate. Do what I did. Arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or call and mention promo code Brian10 to get my special 10% discount. Call 1-800-980-2820. 800-980-2820. That's 800-980-2820.
Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz.
For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Don't you love those unexpected auto repair bills? It's a fun process. Your car breaks down, you take it into a service shop, they tell you what's wrong, and then you cry when you see what it will cost to fix. But you pay it because you need your car. Well, stop crying. If you own a car, truck, or SUV made from 2001 or newer, auto repair bills can be a thing of the past. That's right, you might not have to pay one penny to have your car repaired again. For free information, call National Auto Warranty today. Listen, take this phone number down or store it in your cell phone, but call today to see if your car qualifies. 1-800-547-6420. You must have an auto made from 2001 or newer, and all repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can be paid for you. Call National Auto Warranty today at 1-800-547-6420 and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. That's right, total protection for your car and no more repair bills. Call 1-800-547-6420 for free information. That's 1-800-547-6420.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
And we've been talking about who is the biggest loser in Obama pulling a hissy fit and saying, I'm not going to go meet Putin because of Snowden. I've also, I think, disclosed to you that it's not about Snowden per se. There are other issues. I've also said to you that this administration can't even get its storyline correct. So who was the biggest loser by canceling the summit with Putin? Is it Obama or Putin? And remember what I said to you. He says that Putin tends to slip back into a Cold War mentality. It seems to me that he is pushing us into a Cold War mentality. It seems that he wants a major confrontation with Russia. And I also reminded you, because most of you have gone to sleep because it's August and you don't even remember what he did, it was Obama who destroyed NASA. He eliminated NASA. We have no way to get to the space station anymore on our own. He's made us passengers on a Russian spacecraft to get to the International Space Station. Russia could tomorrow say, you know what, wise guy, I'll tell you what, you can walk there, or you can fly United, because you're not flying on our spacecraft at any price. Goodbye. Have a nice day. And I'll tell you, maybe Obama really wants that. Maybe he'd like to eliminate our space program so we have nothing in space, so we can let China get ahead of us. This is a very dangerous president on every level. Now, I wake up every day and I say to myself, look, you know, I know where I stand with regard to Obama because I've studied him, I've written about him. This is not based upon rhetoric. It's not based upon anything, pure analysis. But I said, you know, the people may not be ready to accept this. Maybe they think that you're being overly harsh. So why don't you take a different approach today? I can't. I try to. I think of another way to approach it. I try to give the man the benefit of the doubt. But at this stage, I don't know how to do it anymore. There's nothing he is doing that makes rational sense if you look at it from the point of view of a country that, let us say, wants national safety and international prestige. Everything he's doing is the opposite of what I would do or what I would advise a leader to do. Do you disagree with me on that? I'll take your calls on the Savage Nation. I'd like to hear what you have to say. Let's go to Yakko, if that's his real name, on WABC in New Jersey. Go ahead, please. Yakko, Yakko.
Yeah, it's Yakko. I think that Obama is a loser anyhow, and Putin doesn't care if he meets Obama or not. So Putin is for sure not the loser, and Obama is the loser anyhow. So that's the answer to the question.
No, well, that's an interesting, you know, rhetorical answer. But, you know, Putin didn't lose face by Obama not sitting down with him. What does Putin care? Do you think Putin respects Obama by what you've seen in body language?
Absolutely not.
What do you think the Russians think of Obama behind the scenes when no one's listening?
They can't stop laughing. They don't say anything. They just can't stop laughing.
Now, is it racism or is it based upon the man's, let's say, immaturity, weakness? How would you put it?
It's not racism. I mean, the Russians are smarter than that. They couldn't care less if he's white, black, red, or green. I mean, it's policy. The man is a disgrace, and the Russians can't believe that this is really happening here.
I thank you very much for calling the program. I don't know how to go into this in any more detail other than to play more of the sound that this man put out on his own on a comedy show last night. The man is setting foreign policy on a comedy show, not at a legitimate press conference. Who does he think he's fooling? Let's put it to you this way. Thinking people were not taken in by his appearance on Leno. They knew who he was before, and they think he's the same after. So let's say the morons who don't read a newspaper, the imbeciles who don't go to the Internet, the morons, imbeciles, and idiots who go nowhere for their news but late-night comedy shows, do you think they were convinced by him? It doesn't matter if they were, because they're going to vote for him anyway. So if the morons, imbeciles, and idiots who vote for him are watching Jay Leno and they believe he made good points, they're going to vote for him anyway. So what's the difference? So what did he achieve by doing it? I don't understand. I don't know what he's doing here. Somebody is either misadvising him or he's not as smart as we think. Something is wrong here. Something is very wrong here. So let's go to some sound. You know what I'm going to play for you? Clip 17. Here is your Nobel Prize winning president way back when he first won the award for being, the first black president. Listen to clip 17.
I am both surprised and deeply humbled by the decision of the Nobel Committee. Let me be clear, I do not view it as a recognition of my own accomplishments, but rather as an affirmation of American leadership on behalf of aspirations held by people in all nations. To be honest, I do not feel that I deserve to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who've been honored by this prize.
Well, that's true. That's the first honest thing he said. That was the first honest thing he said. And the last honest thing he said, that he didn't feel that he deserved to be in the company of so many of the transformative figures who have been honored by this prize. That is true. A number of months ago on the Savage Nation, or a year ago, I said that the only thing that can save America is a nationalist party. Many of you jumped at that idea, and others were offended or frightened by the idea of a nationalist party. I don't want to get into a sidetrack here, but I've never seen a president who has as little nationalist spirit as Obama. I am not talking about an arrogant attitude, because every nation, big or small, has its strong and weak points. Let's be clear about that. But never before have I seen a president who rarely, if ever, refers to anything patriotic, or rarely, if ever, refers to the nation in positive terms. Moreover, I've never seen a president who does everything to undermine the power of the nation and the prestige of the nation. How else shall I put it? He seems to be obsessed with college issues, global warming, you name it, a watch list of idiocy that has currency in Hollywood and in academia, but nowhere else where intelligent people congregate. Even Mao Zedong, one of the worst Hitlers in modern history, was a patriot. And I remember reading quotations from Chairman Mao. Remember back when those little red books were circulating in America, when everyone thought they were cool wearing blue uniforms or the little blue caps with red stars in the early 70s. That little red book. Well, in one of the chapters of Mao Zedong, a hero of the American left, a man who was responsible for the deaths of 60 million people at the very least, but a hero nevertheless to these fools, he wrote on the patriotism and internationalism the following. He said, can a communist who is an internationalist at the same time be a patriot? Mao Zedong wrote, we hold that he not only can be, but must be. The specific content of patriotism is determined by historical conditions. So what he was saying is, yes, we're communists, we're internationalists, but we're also patriots with regard to pride in China. Obama has no pride in America. He has contempt and derision towards our nation. Internationalist though he may be, and it's clear to me he is failing as an internationalist, alienating in this case Vladimir Putin.
join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. You know, Hurricane Sandy was a tragic event for many people on the East Coast. I'm from New York City, so I totally feel for everyone out there. I even know what they're thinking. They're thinking, God, I wish I had been better prepared. Listen, people, don't wait till disaster strikes, okay? Do what I do and prepare with WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com has an amazing variety of individually wrapped meals that anyone can prepare in minutes, even children, with just a little water. And best of all, they taste great now, and they'll continue to taste great for 25 years. So visit WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage to get a free sample and access to our exclusive Michael Savage offers. That's WiseFoodStorage.com/Savage. For a limited time, enter the promo code Savage, and you will get free shipping. That's wisefoodstorage.com/savage. Or call them, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE, 855-FOODWISE. Don't be caught unprepared. Be ready with wisefoodstorage.com right now.
Good evening. I'm Dave Fox, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. We've got a triple stabbing tonight in San Francisco. Police say three people were attacked at 22nd and Folsom Streets. Two of them in critical condition. The third made it to the hospital on their own. Police now say two people are under arrest in connection with the case. The International Trade Commission ruled in Apple's favor in one of its patent battles against Samsung. The commission concluding that Samsung has infringed on two Apple patents. Samsung will not be allowed to sell the devices in question in the U.S. And FCC commissioners voted today to lower the rate inmates and their families pay for phone calls made from prison. Some of those phone calls were costing up to $1 a minute. Taking a look at the roadways right now, Lower Deck Bay Bridge before you get to the island, stall second lane from the left. It's getting better out of San Francisco on northbound 101. Northbound 880 before Thornton Road, have a crash. Looks like injuries involved, but it is off to the right shoulder. Still very slow. Westbound 237, bottom of the bay as you head for 101. Southbound 101, Palo Alto and the Mountain View is slow. Got a concert at Shoreline, creating extra heavy traffic there. And still sluggish southbound 17 from San Tomas as you make your way to Lark. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Brought to you by Roto-Rooter. For all of your plumbing needs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, go to rotorooter.com and connect with your local Bay Area Roto-Rooter. That's rotorooter.com. And away go troubles down the drain. Rotorooter.com.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Attention homeowners, the Obama administration is pressuring lenders to do more to prevent foreclosure with its Home Affordability and Stability Plan. If you own a home and you're having trouble making your payments or facing foreclosure, we can help. Call the National Mortgage Helpline at 800-369-9668. We now have the ability to stop foreclosure proceedings, forgive late payments and penalties, take your adjustable rate mortgage to a fixed rate, and reduce your mortgage payment to as low as 2%.
We were 3 months behind on our payments, and the National Mortgage Helpline was able to get our mortgage company to take the payments we were behind, put them on the back of our loan, and lower our interest rate. Now we have a payment we can afford.
Simply call 800-369-9668. Again, that's 800-369-9668. If you're having trouble paying your mortgage, call the National Mortgage Helpline today at 800-369-9668. You don't need equity or good credit. You just need a call. 800-369-9668.
If you need to add more value to your organization, increase your communication skills, and influence people more effectively, Dale Carnegie Training is the right solution for you. Dale Carnegie's Effective Communications and Human Relations and Sales Advantage classes are forming right now in the Bay Area. The Dale Carnegie course will give you the ability to communicate clearly and concisely and inspire others to take action. Warren Buffett, one of the world's most successful entrepreneurs and richest men, says his degree from Dale Carnegie, quote, is the most important degree that I have, unquote. Companies use their Sales Advantage program to get in front of more prospects, build credibility and trust, and develop relationships that produce steady, reliable sales over time. They've been improving performance for companies and individuals for 100 years and have worked with Fortune 500 companies, including Wells Fargo, Chevron, Walmart, Oracle, and eBay. Call Dale Carnegie Training today at 415-FYI-DALE. That's 415-FYI-DALE, or visit them at bayarea.dalecarnegie.com. Space is limited. Results are not. Call now.
Weekdays at noon.
I'm putting my faith in the American people that they're waking up from this hypnotic trance known as Obamaism.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of The Savage Nation.
The Savage Nation, the antidote to apathy. If I can fight my apathy, you can fight yours by listening to me. Someone asked me the other day, what makes you do radio? Why do you do it? I've done it 19 years. It's going to be 20 years in March of 2014, God willing. I intend to have a huge event somewhere. I don't know if I will. You know, I plan these things. Then when the day comes, I don't want to do it. But so why am I doing it? You analyze the reasons. So at the end of the day, you have to believe that the New Testament is correct. When it was written, all is vanity. Let's start with the obvious. If I didn't say that at the outset, I would be lying to you. All is vanity. But that doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Vanity motivates me as it motivates other men who have something to offer, whether it be a man who is great who can paint the Sistine Chapel ceiling, or Mozart who composed great music. It was certainly a mixture of vanity, and also he needed to make a living. The second part is no longer true for me. I don't need to make a living. There was a time I desperately needed to make a living, a long time. It was many years that I had to make a living. I'm an older guy. I don't have to work for a living. I do it because I want to use my mind. I want to use my intellect. But there's another element to it. I have many advanced degrees. I'm well-read. I think I have some knowledge I'd like to pass on to an audience. In many ways, you're going to laugh at me. I consider this audience to be somewhat of an extended family. When I named it the Savage Nation, and the word nation has been overused by now, everything's a nation, it was sort of a radio family at that time. It became like a community, rather, to use a concept that I think is more palatable. The Savage Nation is a radio community. It's not just a show. There are people who are avid followers of virtually every show I've ever done and every word I've ever said. They know me in my good moods and my bad moods, when I feel bad, when I don't, when I feel good, when I'm up, when I'm down. Things happen in life. They've lived with me like I'm a brother, an uncle, a father, a cousin. And as you know, human beings are not consistent from day to day. We're different. We go up and we go down. If I see a neighbor walking in the street, which is rare, and they say, how are you? I say, like life itself, metza, up and down. Now, who says that anymore? Everyone is afraid to say to the next man, not bad, up and down, metza. Why? You're ashamed to say what? That you have human emotions? Yes. And the psychiatric profession, to go back to something I tried to tell you about yesterday, has poisoned the minds of America. They're poisoning our children, putting them on drugs, dangerous drugs, in their infancy, trying to flatline an entire race. Flatline an entire race with mood-altering chemicals. Chemical straitjackets on the children. And I wrote many years ago in my seminal book, Healing Children Naturally, that if Tom Sawyer were alive today, he'd be declared ADD or ADHD, and he'd be put on medication, and he wouldn't even get on that raft on the river. And so many of our great creative geniuses who had ups and downs, manic depressives, we used to call them, they'd go into severe depressions where they could hardly function. The world was just a black hole for them. And you know what? Instead of medicating themselves out of that black hole, they wrote their way out of that black hole. Or they composed their way out of that black hole. Or they sang their way out of that black hole. Or they played the drums out of that black hole. Or they had a family out of that black hole. Or they learned to be a chef out of that black hole. Or they learned to just help someone out of that black hole. And in so doing, society was improved. But as a result of this drugging of an entire society, people are told, you know that's not part of the human condition, that black mood. You're sick. You're bipolar. You need to medicate that. Just see Dr. X, the criminal drug peddler with a medical degree. And Dr. X will give you a toxic pill, but you'll feel better. you'll feel better, but then you may not help that neighbor. You'll feel better, but you may not play that horn. You feel better, but you won't sing that song. You'll feel better, but you won't write that poem. You'll feel better, but you won't write that book. You'll feel better, but you won't do that radio show. And so I'm telling you what it's all about from my point of view. Don't let, well, illegitimi non carborundum. And believe me, between the doctors and the lawyers that have come along in this country, it's very, very hard not to be an extreme cynic. And it's very hard to believe in humanity. I understand that. And that's why I say my new watchword for the show is the antidote to apathy. If I could pull myself up virtually every day, and if I could pull myself out virtually every day, and I can get up here and sing my songs for you every day, then you can listen and maybe you'll sing a song tomorrow. Every day I get up and say, what is this idiot going to do next? And I wake up and he does it. He goes on a television show and he makes stupid statements because his ego was in some way incited by something or other. Or he was told to do this by the fools of Hollywood who think that they're God Almighty simply because of gay rights. I don't know exactly what triggered this, but it makes no sense whatsoever. If you have a disagreement with Putin over Snowden, which is the cover story, you go and you meet Putin. You meet with him over Snowden, you meet with him over Syria, you meet with him over human rights, you meet with him over adoption rights, you meet with him over gay rights. You don't say, I'm not going, like a child, like a girl at a prom. So the whole thing is something's wrong here. Something's wrong here. Mr. Nobel Peace Prize cancels a summit with Putin. It's a shock, actually. It's one of the biggest stories of the year. And it's gone completely, you know, let's say missed by the media. In Moscow, the Kremlin today said it's disappointed, but Russia remains ready to work with the United States on a variety of issues. Well, what are they going to say? They have legitimate foreign policy activists working for them. They know how to talk. But Obama's decision is going to deepen the chill between the two nations. I mean, they disagree on Syria. Why? Think about it. Just think about Syria. Which side is Putin on in Syria? Putin's on the side of the dictator, Assad, a murderous, horrendous individual, a murderer of the worst order. But if you have to make a choice between one devil and the other, I don't think anyone listening to this program would think that we should be sending advanced weaponry to the so-called rebels, who we all know by now. We all know by now that the rebels are the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda. Everyone knows that, except McCain and Lindsey Graham, who are obviously arms peddlers. It looks to me like McCain and Lindsey Graham are simply lobbyists for arms peddlers, glorified arms peddlers who want to sell weapons or give weapons to the so-called rebels for whatever the reason, probably to do with money, nothing else. There's never any reason other than money. Putin, we understand, Syria is basically a client state of Russia. Syria is a client state of Russia. I said it wrongly. Assad is a puppet of Russia to a great extent. Assad is not a Muslim by any means. He's a Stalinist by any analysis. In that sense, he fits into the sphere of influence of Russia. So let's be clear about this. It's in their interest to make sure that Al-Qaeda and the Muslim Brotherhood doesn't take over Syria. It should be in our interest to make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda doesn't take over Syria. Do you want chemical weapons in their hands? Is that where you want them? How do you not see the mess here? Created by Hillary Clinton and Obama. How do you not see it? How do you not see the mangled mess created by these fools, these academic fools? I ask myself every day. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Attention. Should the Tea Party continue to fight for the Constitution and against the many recent injustices? The Tea Party and many other individuals and organizations have been unfairly targeted and singled out by the IRS. The Tea Party is working tirelessly to stop these unconstitutional injustices. Call toll-free to record your opinion regarding our efforts by pressing 1 and saying, yes, the Tea Party should fight, or by pressing 2 and saying, no, the Tea Party should stand down. Please call toll-free, 1-800-995-0920, right now, and let the Tea Party know your stance. Paid for by theteaparty.net.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system for Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today.
Call right now, 1-888-213-2244, 1-888-213-2244. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAACO6320, KY City of Louisville 483, and FLEC13003427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-213-2244.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominant.
Pastor Lindsey Williams.
I'm 77 years of age. I feel better than I did when I was in my 50s and 60s. I was so sick, I thought I was going to die. It relates to a product that you handle right here. Folks, you positively must, after this show, you've got to click on carnivora. They must have it in their medicine cabinet.
That's carnivora.com. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 866-VENUS-FLY. 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. And order now.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Woke up this morning, and I'm feeling low. Got a look at my belly and I wish it would go. My wife feels rejected and ready to leave. My memory's going and I need a reprieve. Doctor, doctor, I need some good news. I got me a case of the low T blues.
Low testosterone or low T can definitely give a man the blues. But Advanced Male Medical has the cure. Just give them a call at 415-877-1790 or go to advancedmalemedical.com. Your cure for the low T blues.
Advanced Male Medical. And I found me a cure for the low T blues.
Advanced Male Medical, 415-877-1790.
This is an important legal alert announcement. Pay attention. If you or someone you know has suffered complications from a metal-on-metal hip replacement, there is a special toll-free hotline set up just for you. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. When you call the National Legal Hip Replacement Hotline, you will get valuable free information that will tell you how you could get significant compensation for your pain and suffering. If you or someone you know has suffered failure of your metal-on-metal hip implant, resulting in pain and disability that may have required revision surgery to replace the failed component, this valuable free information is for you. Common symptoms include groin pain, dislocations, instability, and pain associated with loosening of the device. Call today to find out if you could receive monetary compensation. 1-800-294-2339. That's 1-800-294-2339. Act now. Call 1-800-294-2339.
Consumer Attorney Marketing Group is a legal referral service.
Now, here's something you don't hear about guys on the radio much anymore. He's live, he's unscripted, unrehearsed, and definitely not pre-recorded. He is Greg O'Donnell, and he's your personal financial advisor. Greg's not trying to sell you a book, and he's not so big and self-important that he'll be sending you to an offshore phone bank in a different time zone. And he's on at noon every Saturday. Oh, and did I mention he's live? It's Money Matters with Greg O'Donnell every Saturday at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
The Department of Education doesn't educate anybody. The Environmental Protection Agency? No.
Mark Levin.
It's the Private Sector Destruction Agency.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
What's in the news? House approves lower rates on student loans. Isn't that touching? They're all caring about students, all of the Democrats. It would reduce the cost of borrowing for millions of students. Now, when you say students, you probably think of, students studying. Student means study. But if you actually go to an American college today, studying is a small part of what they do there. it's really about drugs and sex. Studying is the smallest part of college today. And I'm asking a simple question. Why didn't they just work after school if they needed money to go to college? I worked. I mean, you ever hear of working your way through college? How many people listening to the Savage Nation tonight worked their way through college? Why don't you tell your story of how many jobs you had that you didn't use fraud, you didn't use felonies, you didn't use fake student loan gambits to go through college? What is this about students being sacred? Well, why are they sacred? Most of them come out, they can't even work in a coffee shop. If you order three cappuccinos at once, they have a nervous breakdown because they were raised on Adderall after getting Ritalin from age two by the psychiatric establishment. What a story this is. Shrinks for sale, psychiatry's conflicted alliance. The corrupt alliance of the psychiatric pharmaceutical industry. Check out what the pediatricians of today have become. 20 years ago, pediatricians were the most trustworthy branch of medicine. 20 years ago, pediatricians earned the least amount of money amongst medical doctors. 20 years ago, pediatricians didn't prescribe drugs. That's why they made very little money. Well, all that's changed. Now pediatricians are amongst the most highly paid of the medical professionals. They are pimps for the drug industry. They have eschewed natural products. They tell parents not to give the child vitamins because the vitamins might interfere with prescription drugs that are toxic, that are chemical straitjackets, that are being prescribed by the whores with medical degrees down to the age of 2 and 3 years old. Now, some psychiatrists have seen what's going on and have come forward and tried to testify against this, but they've gotten nowhere. The pharmaceutical industry has bought the entire pediatric establishment. The pediatricians today are less trustworthy in most cases than your local crack dealer. The crack dealers, as you well know what they are. They don't hide it. They make no bones about it. They're drug peddlers. The medical doctor who says, I'm a pediatrician, I belong to the American Pediatric Association, says, oh, I'm prescribing a medication, therefore I know that it's good for the child. That's not true. If you look at the interlocking corporate directorships, if you look at how many of these pediatricians serve on the boards of these pharmaceutical companies, you get the picture? It's a dangerous situation because so many of our children are being abused. They're being declared to have illnesses that don't exist in order to prescribe drugs that are toxic, that are killing them, that are turning them into permanent wards of the state and of the medical pharmaceutical establishment. Don't call me on that. There's nothing you could say. Nothing you could say about it. So student loans. I mean, I got to laugh. I worked my way through college. My father told me point blank, I can't afford to send you to a, quote, private college. So you're going to go to a municipal college, the Queens College of the City University of New York. And he said, whatever you make of it is up to you. You'll have to work to get yourself through college. I will let you live at home, but you'll have to pay room and board. I hated him for it. But he made me pay for the food and the room. Why? He wanted to teach me that it had a value. He didn't want me laying around at night smoking marijuana, as the kids do today, thinking that I was a genius because I read Dostoevsky, you know, while ripped on a reefer, sitting under a pillow there with my mother's cooking and think I was a genius because I read John Dos Passos, or that I read the whatever the review was at the time that was published down the street in Queens, New York. I forget the Paris Review. I was shocked to learn that the Paris Review, which I thought was the coolest publication on earth, because all the degenerate poets published in it, was published in Queens, New York, about a mile from my house. It's a scam. Did you go to school and pay your own way through? You can call on that if you wish. It's not a big deal. They voted to link student loan interest rates to the financial markets. What the students don't know just happened is they could actually get screwed, because the rates will be lower this year than they were last year because interest rates are lower. But as soon as the economy catches up with reality and we actually catch up with the runaway inflation that we've been living under Obama, who's printing money, the student loans will go through the roof. But this is typical of the Democrats. They take the vulnerable populations like students who are basically drug addicts, and they tell them that we're going to reduce your cost of borrowing. Yay! I don't have to work. I don't have to lift a finger. But that's the thing. Today, the legislators act not like Caesars as much as like prophets, in my opinion. If you look at the ancient Jewish laws, there were lawmakers and then there were prophets. And in the ancient days of the Jewish people, a prophet had the authority to impose a new law temporarily. Did you hear this? In other words, there was a separate class of wise men. There were the lawyers, and then there were the prophets. How you became a prophet, I don't know. But apparently in the U.S. Senate today, in the U.S. House of Representatives, I think we have 400 prophets who have the authority to impose new laws on their own. They're acting as though they're ancient Israeli biblical prophets. You get it? Did I make any sense to you? I know you didn't hear this today, a Democrat, bad Republican, good. All Rush does day in and day out. Republican, good. Democrat, bad. Democrat, bad. Democrat, Republican, good. Water carriers, all of them. Water carriers. Fraud, frauds. Water carrying, fat fraud. But he's gotten away with it all these years, so who am I to say otherwise? Only one question at a time permitted on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-407-282. Lewinsky's sex recording to Bill surfaces. I'd like to hear it. I don't think it's that exciting. We know he was a dirtbag. We know she was a fat slob who went down for anyone who could do anything for her. What's new about that? A fat slut in the White House? That's unusual? There was an interesting story, and here it is. How Hollywood helped Hitler. You say, what? Jewish Hollywood helped Hitler? I know you're not supposed to say Jewish in Hollywood. I get it. I'm sorry. Especially then. I mean, you can make the connection at that time. You know, the chilling history of how Hollywood helped Hitler. You say it's like that's an oxymoron. Hollywood didn't help Hitler because so many Jews worked in Hollywood. Why would they help Hitler? For dollars. It's a new book called The Collaboration, Hollywood's Pact with Hitler, by the right-wing Harvard University Press. And in the article, based on archival documents in the U.S. and Germany, he reveals the shocking extent to which Hollywood cooperated and collaborated with the Nazis during the decade leading up to World War II to protect its business. Collaboration. German translation, Zusammenarbeit. I can't pronounce it. My people are from Minsk, not from Munich. Zusammenarbeit. Arbeit macht frei. See, that's my logo. That's what gets me up in the morning. I have a big sign over my bed which says Arbeit macht frei. It was cauterized into my brain at age one. So that's why I keep working. It's why I work. It's why I go on, because I have no choice in the matter. To me, work is life. But in that sense, I'm no different than many people who have achieved a great deal in life. Work is the only salvation, wrote the great sculptor Rodin. I'll never forget reading that. Work is the only salvation. Work, work, work. So to me, work is a salvation in that regard. But when I look at this story, a bell goes off in my head from the how Hollywood helped Hitler. In a desperate attempt to protect German business, the big studios let Nazis censor scripts, remove credits from Jews, get movies stopped, and even force one MGM executive to divorce a Jewish wife. So I said, okay, what's the parallel today? Okay. In devastating detail, Michael Savage reveals how the big studios, desperate to protect distribution in Arab nations, let Islamists censor scripts, remove credits from military men, get movies stopped that show Muslim terrorists, and even force some executives to marry Muslims. That would be a good story, wouldn't it? But you won't read it for another 30 years because it's too current. And I'm not a prophet. I'm a poet. And this is a talk show. Talk show. And we're talking amongst ourselves about psychiatry's conflicted alliance with the pharmaceutical industry, number one. The catering to students when most of them are drug addicts. They should be working their way through college if they can't afford it. Not taking big student loans that they bellyache that they can't pay. What do you mean they can't work after school? There's plenty of jobs. I did horrible jobs. I didn't complain about it. I was a busboy. I was a waiter. I was a busted out lifeguard in the Shanks Paramount Hotel. I had horrible jobs. I worked 16 hours a day to put myself through a municipal college. Because my father couldn't afford it. I got a government. I need a loan to go to college. What a nation of brats. They come out, they can't even work. They think they should run the company. You put a moron at the Starbucks, if you ask them for three cupcakes and two coffees at once, they call the police that you're being abusive to them. You have to talk at like a pace, like someone out of a mental hospital in San Francisco. God forbid they should get nervous with a pencil on the cup. They have to write it down. You tell them what you want. I want a cappuccino. They have to write it on a cup. That's how they got through college on Adderall. They can't remember the word cappuccino. Cappuccino. And they write it phonetically. That's the world I'm living in.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage. You're listening to an encore segment of The Savage Nation.
Hollywood. Hollywood, Hollywood, and Hollywood. The sewer pipe of Hollywood, as I've termed it, has decimated the American mind, has poisoned the world, and continues to do so. And Congress, as you well know, has never had a hearing about the dangers of the violence and the pornography being released and unleashed upon children, and never will, because they're owned lock, stock, and barrel. They're one and the same. Who was in the White House? Harvey Weinstein. Who loves Obama? Harvey Weinstein. After the devastation in Connecticut, who gave a speech? Harvey Weinstein. Who went to the White House to do damage control? Harvey Weinstein. Don't tell me I don't know what's going on. Don't tell me I don't see what's going on. I'm sure he's a wonderful man and probably a great father and grandfather. I'm positive he gives to charitable causes. I'm positive that Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, and Weinstein are wonderful men, each and every one of them. When have you last seen a Muslim painted in a negative light? When have you last seen an American soldier shown as a hero and a Muslim not shown as a victim? Do you think Hollywood caters to Muslims? When is the Hollywood Reporter going to talk about Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg? Today, big Hollywood, Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg, catering to Islam, catering to Arab money, catering to the forces that do not want us to see a Muslim as a terrorist. They have shown our soldiers as Nazis. These bastards would rather show our soldiers as Nazis than the fanatics that they're facing off against every day as the Nazis of today. So don't tell me that this book about the 1930s is that shocking. What's it going to take until the year 2070 till we find out from the year 2001 on, Hollywood had been for sale, and they were terrified of losing the Middle Eastern market. Moreover, most studios were owned to a certain extent by Big Oil. In addition to that, they were sold out to Big China. When have you last seen a movie showing Chinese communism for what it is? When have you last seen a movie about the harvesting of organs from political dissidents in China? When have you last read a book with the Chinese communist as the villain? Well, if you read my novel, A Time for War, you would have seen why I wrote it. You got a twofer out of it. But you didn't read that novel because you didn't read about it. It wasn't on the top of the list. The reason it didn't make it to the list is because it was boycotted. It was boycotted by everyone in the media who was tied into China. It was boycotted by everyone in the radio industry who's tied into the corporate interests that say, no, you can't attack China. So it's like one man screaming. I'm like screaming in the wilderness lately. I feel more and more and more like I'm in a desert screaming in the wilderness, only there's no burning bush. There is no burning bush. There's no burning bush. So when God said to Moses, I want you to part the Red Sea. I want you to lead the people. He said, leave me alone. I got aches and pains. I got a backache. I got a bad skin condition. Leave me alone. Pick someone else. Go get Charlton Heston. So Moses said, leave me alone. That's all. I'm just a regular guy. I know what the heck is going on. I don't need bothered. I'm not leading anybody. God said, no, because you have a speech defect, Moses. Because you have a skin condition, Moses. Because you don't want to lead the people I have chosen you. So Moses said, well, what sense does that make? You're supposed to be God. Why don't you choose someone who wants the job? Look at Charlton Heston. He hasn't been born yet, but there's someone around here like him. One of the ancient Israelites must look like the future Charlton Heston. Pick some central casting Jewish guy. Pick someone over 6'2". You know, with a nice tan. I'm crippled. I got a psoriasis. My back hurts. I stutter. I fumble. I mumph. I don't want to lead anybody. I can't part seas. I don't know how to do it. I didn't learn that. My eye hurts me. I got a headache. Leave me alone, God, please. No, because you don't want to do it, you're going to do it. So that's the rest of history. That's how it happened. It's the story of Moses and God in my interpretation. Topics in the air now in the Savage Nation. I'll give you the four in order. Did you work your way through college? I know I did. The lines are jammed with people dying to tell you the story of what they had to do to get through college. And why are they telling it? Because we have a generation of spoiled brats who think the government owes them a loan. And God forbid they want to recollect the loan. Oh, how evil. Evil corporate America. Just the code words. GMOs, Monsanto. Idiots, morons, they know nothing. Stone potheads. They have the code words already as they're sipping their macchiato. The macchiato. They're out all night partying on drugs. They lay in the mother's house all day long. They don't work a day in their life. They take student loans. They eat the mother's food, stay in the house. But they're experts on GMOs. Don't give me a GMO, Ma. Don't feed me anything with GMOs in it. Don't feed me any GMOs. Monsanto. Monsanto. GMOs. Pipeline. Evil global warming pipeline. Idiots. A nation of morons. Morons. Hitler and Hollywood. Films Nazis loved and hated. So the Nazis threatened to exclude American movies. More than 250 American movies played in Germany after Hitler took power in 1933, unless the studios cooperated. Before World War I, the German market had been the world's second largest, right? So what happened was the Hollywood biggies said, okay, we want to smooth it over. We want to smooth away our differences with Hitler to preserve commerce. Because at that point, Hitler already was, you know, in control. You wouldn't believe it. You say, oh, come on. Well, read the book. It's from Harvard University. It's just coming out. So then the studios start to change the great 1930 movie All Quiet on the Western Front. Hollywood regularly ran scripts and finished movies by German officials for approval, just as they do now with China and they do now with Saudi princes, one of whom owns 18% of Fox News, I think is Alawi, owns 18% of the boys and girls on Fox News, all nice people. But don't tell me there's no influence over what they cover. So back in those days, when the Nazis objected to scenes or dialogue they thought made Germany look bad, or if they criticized the Nazis or dwelled on the mistreatment of Jews, the Hollywood studios would accommodate them. And remember, this is when Hollywood was 100% Jewish, and make cuts in the American versions, as well as those shown elsewhere in the world. Not only that, we learned that Nazi pressure managed to kill whole projects critical of the rise of Adolf Hitler. In fact, Hollywood would not make an important anti-Nazi film until 1940. Hitler was very smart. He was obsessed with the propaganda power of film. And the Nazis actively promoted American movies like 1937's Captain's Courageous that they thought showcased Aryan values. Now, look, you've all known, if you're educated, any educated American knows, that American companies such as IBM and GM did business with Germany right into the late 1930s. But many of you are not aware of the fact that Hollywood's cooperation with the Nazis was as rampant as we're learning today. But so what does it have to do with today? The minute I read this article this morning, how Hollywood helped Hitler on the Drudge Report, immediately a bell went off. I said, really, how interesting. Typical Hollywood. They'll tell you about something that went on in 1930s. Oh, wow. But no, we're clean now. We're clean now. All of us drug addicts and degenerates, we're clean now. Oh, yeah, we're clean now. When have you last seen a movie showing a Muslim terrorist? When have you last seen a movie showing an American war hero instead of some broken basket case who shoots innocent civilians and women? When? With these sick, disgusting wrecks of human beings in Hollywood have poisoned the world. Poisoned the world. The sewer pipe of Hollywood has poisoned America and is poisoning the world. Katzenberg, Hatzenberg, Matzenberg, Ratzenberg, Spielberg, I spit on you. You're the worst of American society. You're the worst that ever existed. I'm going on a tirade against you. It's time you heard it. No one will dare say it. You think you're demigods. You're not demigods. You're garbage. You put out garbage for the world. It's the sewer pipe of Hollywood that comes from your diseased minds that goes out to the world. And let me tell you something else. And I'll say it once and for all. I've said it for years. We have real problems with Islam. It's a cultural clash, as we all know. But if you analyze what the average Muslim thinks about America, it's not so much our foreign policy that they object to. It's not so much Israel and the Palestinians they give a whit about. It's the sick, perverted garbage that Hollywood is pumping into their children's minds. Worse than drugs. Worse than drugs is the filth that comes out of Brentwood. The filth that comes out of their degenerate minds. The filth. I remember going back to the 1980s. I made note of it. I wasn't in the media. I was a mild-mannered nutritionist, herbalist, health writer. I noticed something going on. I was always a movie lover. Every movie poster that was in a movie theater in America starting in the early 1980s showed a degenerate slut or fake man holding a pistol in their hand. Every movie poster, I made a note in my head. There was one slut after another with a mini skirt, with a tough look, with the arms crossed, with the high heels, with a slut look, with a gun in her hand, staring down at the audience. Or there was a fake man with a beard wife, another one with a gun in his hand. I said, what are they doing here? Every movie poster shows one of these so-called role models with a gun. What's going to happen? Well, what's happened is what's happening. They did it to this country. They did it to us. What do you have to look on the moon? You have to look in the stars. You expect the senators to call a hearing about the degenerate sickness coming out of Hollywood? They're going to have a hearing when? When are they having a hearing on Hollywood's destructive movies and what it's doing to our children? When are you going to have a hearing with Spielberg? Or a hearing with one of the other prizes from Brooklyn come Brentwood? When are you going to have a hearing on what they're doing to the minds of our children? The rot. And what it's doing abroad, and why the Muslims are on a warpath against us, because they don't want their daughter becoming a slut, and they don't want their son becoming a degenerate drug addict. But that's what's glorified by these sickos. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Look, the worst part about business travel is worrying about my wife and kids at home alone. My family's safety is my responsibility. That's why I started researching home security. I called the big alarm companies, checked online, even looked at doing it myself. But the best technology for the best price came from Vivint. They even won the Consumer's Digest Best Buy Award. Yes, Vivint gives me a complete security system, but it does even more. Vivint's video technology is unreal. I can see what's going on in my home right from my smartphone, tablet, or computer. I can even lock the doors remotely if my kids forget. Best yet, I got Vivint's no equipment costs and free install deal. $1,200 worth of camera and security equipment at no charge. Vivint was the easy choice for my family's safety.
Take control of your family's safety with Vivint. Order now for up to $1,200 in security equipment at no charge. Just pay as little as $99 for activation. Plus, call now and installation is free. Call 1-800-456-8488. That's 1-800-456-8488. 1-800-456-8488.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This could cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest price. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-358-7946 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-358-7946. Call 800-358-7946. That's 800-358-7946. Again, 800-358-7946.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, on cholesterol medication. A $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company is priced $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Jeff Adams, America's number one real estate trainer and best-selling author. Not that long ago, I was a full-time fireman struggling to make ends meet and $250,000 in debt. Then I developed my flipping houses for quick cash formula, and now I'm a multimillionaire. As a fireman, I saved countless lives. Now I save financial lives, and I want to help you. For a limited time, I would like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my special report, Flipping Houses for Quick Cash. In this free report, I'll show you how to flip one house in your area in the next 90 days and make up to $50,000 in profit. By using my formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my innovative in-house financing program.
Call 1-800-770-1935 now to get your free report, and Jeff will give you two free tickets to one of his upcoming workshops in your area, where Jeff and his team will personally teach you his formula for quick cash profits. Call 800-770-1935. 800-770-1935.
Conservative and not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee, weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It is a world gone mad. It is a world that is total madness. Where does this madness come from? How could it exist? How did we get to this point in history where everything is upside down? How is it possible that even the Pope, for example, comes out now and is apologetic about talking about a male and a female? Somehow it's been turned around that if you're a married man with a woman and you call your wife, you're somehow passé, that he's not your partner. The world is upside down, where even the Pope now is saying that the Bible was wrong in every way. You read Noah, you read the story of the flood, you read that in the ark, that they went in, male and female of all flesh, and as God commanded Noah and the Lord shut him in, and then there was a flood upon the earth, and 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, etc. And then everything died on the earth. All flesh perished that moved upon the earth, both fowl and cattle and beast, and every swarming thing that swarmeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, whatsoever was in a dry land, died. And God blotted out every living substance which was upon the face of the ground, and only Noah and all of the animals of the earth survived in the ark. And if you read your Bible, he kept the ark closed, and after 40 days, Noah opened the window of the ark, which he had made, and he sent forth a raven. He sent forth a raven, and the bird flew back and forth until the waters were dried up from off the earth. And then Noah sent forth a dove to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the earth. But the dove found no rest for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him to the ark, for the waters were on the face of the whole earth. And it goes on, and he waits a number of days in addition. And then finally, the earth starts to dry out. And then God speaks to Noah, and he says to him this, for those of you who've forgotten common sense, I can almost cry as I read this. As simplistic as it may sound to the sophisticated amongst you, you can almost cry to see how far we have fallen as a species on the planet, that everything is upside down. The doctor who was sent here to heal us drugs our children with toxic drugs for profit. The movie maker who was sent here to entertain us and enlighten us poisons our mind with filth and violence on a daily basis. Legislators who are there to make law to make us safer, make law to imprison us and make us less safe, taking away our freedoms on a daily basis. So God says to Noah, go forth from the ark and your wife and your sons and thy sons' wives with thee. He didn't say and thy sons' boyfriends with thee. He didn't say with your wife's girlfriend with thee. So what's with the Pope now? What is the Pope a maniac? He's gone nuts too? He's also now backpedaling and apologizing for the Bible? Maybe we should have a massive book burning that they can do in Hollywood, where everyone under decree has to turn in their Bible. It's a book of hate. Everyone must take in their Old Testament and New Testament and bring it to the town, to the police station, where there will be a public burning of the Bible in order to make the Senate happy, in order to make the Pope happy, in order to make those who dictate what we shall think happy. Am I the last man on earth? Should I put the lights out as I leave? Sometimes I feel I'm the last sane person on the planet. Do you ever get that feeling? I mean, I'm not going to lose my vision of what's going on. I know how this ends. I know how this ends. I've seen it end before. I know where this goes. I know where this goes. I've seen where this goes before. I know where this goes. I'm a student of history, you see. This happened in the Soviet Union. And where it went was any independent mind who said the state was not right, the state was wrong, the state was idiotic, the state was run by criminals, was put into a mental hospital because anyone who said that was considered mentally imbalanced. Senators can't have you criticizing them because they're perfect. Look at them talk to each other. They're perfect. They're above the law. They take no criticism. They are perfect. The state is perfect. The state is all-powerful. Obama is God. He's a demigod. If not God himself, he is at least a demigod. He's the Messiah. Anyone who says otherwise is not only evil, but probably mentally imbalanced and belongs in a state-run mental facility where massive drugs will be given, will be administered by the state doctors. The state doctors will administer the toxic drugs as you are strapped down, because you don't see the world the way it is. You see the world the way you think it is. Now, it could be that you're brainwashed by having read the Bible and led a normal, clean life, but that's your problem. That's not the way the world is supposed to be, according to the New World Order. According to the New World Order, you don't see the world the proper way, and you're not dying off fast enough. You still have the vote. That's inconvenient. We've got to round them up. We've got to burn the Bibles. We've got to make sure that they don't read certain books, and we've got to make certain that they're medicated 24/7, so they see the world the way it is, according to the New World Order. That fit? That work for you? Pardon me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan. You need to watch out, because thousands of new Obamacare rules are currently being implemented, and few know what the law says or does. Listen to what Senator Max Baucus, one of the authors of the Obamacare law, recently said.
I tell you, I just see a huge train wreck coming down, and I don't see any results yet. I just see a huge train wreck.
He's right. So protect yourself from this train wreck. Get the number one bestseller, the Obamacare Survival Guide. Newsmax says it's the best guide to the new law. Join more than 500,000 Americans who have their copy. Get the Obamacare Survival Guide at bookstores everywhere, or get our special $4.95 offer and save $15 off the cover price by going now to Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com. That's Obamacare911.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fallon from Star Talk 560 KSFO. We've got a triple shooting tonight in San Francisco. Make that a triple stabbing. Police say three people were attacked at 22nd Avenue and Folsom Street, two of them in critical condition. The third made it to the hospital on their own. Police now say two people are under arrest in connection with the case. One of the leaders of a Santa Rosa motorcycle gang has been sentenced to 6 years in prison on a weapons charge. The FBI says 39-year-old Michael Warren pleaded guilty to being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was sentenced and ordered to not associate with other members of the Barbarian Brotherhood gang.
Taking a look at the roadways. Big problems now in San Francisco. Northbound 280 San Jose Avenue. An overturned car. Right lane is blocked. Looks like the exit may be affected as well. Look out for some delays there. Eastbound 80 Powell Street. An accident. Looks like just one car involved in that one. I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait until you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-958-3736. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-958-3736. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-958-3736. That's 1-800-958-3736.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer gives a fast, accurate temperature reading with just a gentle forehead scan and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This is a wonderful product. When I was in the hospital having my baby, the nurses used one to take my temperature, so I decided to get one. It's a fantastic product. I recommend everyone.
Backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, know you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
My memory is shot.
My legs feel like lead.
Every muscle in my body is screaming.
So why does everyone think the problem is in my head?
Chronic fatigue syndrome can be as isolating as it is debilitating. Visit www.cdc.gov/CFS for the latest information on diagnosis and management. cdc.gov/CFS. Get informed. Get diagnosed. Get help. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, CDC.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all, or just pay part of what you owe, or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Mike Huckabee.
Is it fair? Is it fair? Is it fair he's paying this and I'm paying this? Because you don't understand it.
Weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
This is an encore presentation of The Savage Nation.
The world is in such hell right now. I'm agitated over it. I see psychosis everywhere. Everywhere I turn, I see psychotic members of Congress. I can't believe what they're wasting their time on. I just don't understand it. I don't know whether it's that they're medicated or that they're whores bought and paid for by the enemies of freedom, the enemies of a free enterprise. I can't believe what I'm watching. The real enemies of America are get off scot-free. The real enemies are never investigated, never. When have you last seen a video game manufacturer call before a Senate hearing and be told, we want you to rein in the violence in your games because you're poisoning the minds of our children. Look what happened in Connecticut. When have you last seen it? They did have hearings. What came of them? Nothing. They smeared them off. When have you last seen Katzenberg, Katzenberg, Matzenberg, and Ratzenberg brought into a hearing with hot lights in their face, being forced to answer to the American public through our duly elected representatives about the violence and pornography that they put out into the minds not only of every American, but into the world, causing social unrest around the planet? When have you last seen such a hearing? Answer, never. I ask myself, how does this go on? How could it be that corrupt? How do we dig ourselves out of this grave? It's like we're buried in a crypt now. I don't think there's any way out of this. The forces of evil are so entrenched. And on the horizon, there's no one on the bench. Who do the Republicans have on the bench? Where is the man on the white horse? Where's the knight in shining armor? Where is anyone on the Republican side, anyone who can lead us out of this? Where's the Moses of our time? There are a few, but they don't have a chance of becoming any major national figure. Maybe in the media, yes. I can name a few really great guys. Some of them are old and wonderful people. They may never run. Some of them are way past running for any higher office. The Senate's pretty high up. That's as high as it can get, really, when you think about it. It's like a lifetime position, unlike the presidency. The senator is really a lifer. Yeah, occasionally they lose, but by and large, you're in like Flynn forever, by and large. There's some great younger ones, but not too many. And you don't hear them, you don't see them. How's going to lead us out of this? Who's going to take on the American Trial Lawyers Association? Who is going to stop these crooks with law degrees who have destroyed one American business after another? They're like rabid mad dogs, like termites. And they buy the congressmen and senators to hold hearings on which industries they want to now rip apart. The one after the other. One after the other. Mezzo. Do you have Mezzo? Mezzo, call this number, 1-800-BUST-COMPANIES. You have Mezzo? You have a Mezzo? You have Mezzo? I have Mezzo. You have Mezzo? I have no Mezzo. How's your Mezzo? Oh, it's better today. You have Mezzo? Well, who could we sue about that? Call 1-800-SHYSTER. 1-800-SHYSTER to break another American business. Mezzo. Mezzo. New racket. Mezzo. Mezzo. What's the newest one? Everywhere you turn, another ad. Mezzo. Mezzo. Diseases you never heard of. Would you be a pharmaceutical manufacturer today when you have such rats out there waiting to destroy you? So your mother, let's say, breaks a hip. They put in a replacement hip. And then the scum with law degrees go after the hip replacement manufacturer for causing a disease. Who would go into such a business in a country like this? So you have to understand what's going on. Now, who owns Congress? Is it the guys who make the hip replacement joint? No. They're too busy paying scientists, doing the research, going through the clearances. They're not involved in the legislative process. Who is it? It's the rats with law degrees who buy the congressmen. And say, okay, that hip replacement, that caused liver disease. We have one study from a crackpot in India that we bought and sold. And that crackpot said, Dr. Hasan in Calcutta University said that the hip replacement joint caused liver problems. Now we're going to sue every hip replacement manufacturer in the country. Do you have hippo? If you have hippo, call 1-800-BUST-THE-COMPANY. How's your hippo? How's your hippo? You have hippo? Oh, I have hippo. My hippo's bad today. How's my hippo? You have hippo. Hippo. New disease. Everywhere you turn. Do you have diabetes? Was your diabetes caused by? Now fill in the blank. Drugs that they made, they try to cure people of diseases with drugs that are very difficult. I don't think you have any idea what it costs to pass a test to get a drug approved in America. I remember I was in pharmacology for a number of years when I was much younger in graduate school. I was always fascinated by medications and medicine. I thought of going into that career. It costs hundreds of millions of dollars to get a drug approved in America. Now, who would invest that kind of money when you have psychotics who are able to take your company down? After you produce this drug and you help people, they're going to say that the drug harmed people. They're going to find a shyster doctor, some shyster crackpot researcher at some shyster university, and some shyster clinic and say that it causes damage. Then they're going to sue you, break your company, maybe put you in jail. How can you survive? How can a nation survive which has an autoimmune disease like this? Now, I got to tell you this. You know, George Bush, to his credit, he was as flawed as any president is, because no one's perfect. A lot to criticize, a tough job. Truthfully, it's a murderous job. I don't know how anyone could do it. I don't know who would take the job to begin with. I don't know what you wanted for the bulletproof limousine in Air Force One and to have endless meetings and to go on fundraisers and give stupid speeches. I don't even know what's in it. I don't know anyone would want the job, to be honest. It's a pretty bad job. Pays nothing. Your life is in danger. You don't have a minute's peace. You can't do anything that is pleasant without someone criticizing you. If you breathe, they tell you that you made a mistake. I don't know who would want the job. You have to be a megalomaniac. You want the power. Wonderful. You can be in a history book. God bless you. I'd rather be in pajamas than be on the radio. I'd rather play with my dog after a show than go to a fundraiser and have them cheer me and slap me on the back. So who's going to be a president in a time like this where everything is so corrupt? But George Bush, as flawed as he was, to his credit, muttered for a while and tried to rein in the vermin in the American Trial Lawyers Association. He tried to bring about some tort reform, some sanity, where a business manufacturer or a business could do business without fearing that some ambulance chaser on a low or a high level would destroy their company. No, but he was destroyed by the American Trial Lawyers Association. They decimated him. They destroyed him. Then what happened? Then we got a lawyer for the president, Barack Hussein Obama. Although he wasn't a trial lawyer, although he never practiced law, he was a lawyer. He speaks their language. He's one of them. They're running wild across the American landscape like locusts, eating alive every business they can find. And I mean from the small to the large. I mean, people I know own little restaurants in San Francisco. They almost cry to me what the lawyers are doing to them. They almost cry to me. The fake disability lawsuits. You can't believe what goes on. All because of the lawyers. They come out of school, the last lecture in Harvard, according to a distant relative of ours. The last lecture they gave her at Harvard Law, some distant cousin of ours who we never talked to again. The last seminar they gave her at Harvard Law was, look for your first case within your own family. I swear to God. Look for your first case within your own family. That's what they're teaching them in law school. In other words, sue your mother, sue your father, sue your sister, sue your brother, sue your cousins, because that's what we do for a living. That's what they're producing in law schools today? Yes. Then if you get through devastating your family, now look around your neighborhood. You enjoy eating in a certain restaurant, sue them. You go to a certain hair parlor, sue them. You go to a dentist, sue him. You went to a doctor recently, he's a nice guy, you grew up with him, never mind, that's not your business, sue him. You have a pair of shoes you wore for a while, sue them and hurt your foot. This is the country you're living in. So you say, well, there's a lot of blame to go around. Where do you start? Where do you end? You start with reining in the lawyers. That's how you start. You eliminate the class action lawsuit. Eliminate it. It's thievery. It's thievery. They're the worst on the planet. Class action lawyers are criminals who should be driven out of the country. The worst. They're the worst people on the planet. I have a friend who's a lawyer who actually sues class action lawyers. He's an older guy. He spent his whole life. He could have made a lot of money being one of them. Instead, he hated them so much for what they've done to the country and to businesses that he spent his entire life trying to stop class action lawyers. You know how far he got? Nowhere. But he hasn't stopped trying. His life has to have meaning, so he's trying to stop class action lawyers. He laughs at them. The settlements, he says, are so, they're vulgar. They're obscene, what they do. The people get nothing. The lawyers take it all. Anyway, that's the story. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Two out of three Americans say they no longer trust the government, and for very good reasons. A stalled economy, the weakening dollar, a central bank that doesn't know when to quit recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Whom can you trust? How about your own common sense to start with? If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? That's the subject of an amazing book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year by my friend Craig Smith. I recommend reading this book for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646. What do you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. 800-289-2646. You get a free review copy of The Great Debasement, The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar, and How to Get America's Money Back. Why don't you learn from history so we don't repeat it? Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a new dark age. If you never did it before, do it for me. 800-289-2646. This is truth you can trust.
For people with Identity Guard identity theft protection, life is good. Really good. That's because they bank and shop on their computers and mobile devices, knowing that Identity Guard is there to help protect them and their kids. It's not that they're being reckless. It's just that they don't have to worry as much about their personal information because Identity Guard's powerful protection is working for them 24 hours a day. Protection so powerful, Identity Guard was recently rated best in prevention. And you can get Identity Guard for less than a dollar a day. Sign up at identityguard.com/dollar. And if you sign up now, Identity Guard will add free protection for your kids, the latest targets for identity thieves. Worry less and enjoy life more. with top-rated identity theft protection for you and your kids for less than a dollar a day. Get it now at identityguard.com/dollar. That's identityguard.com/dollar. Identity Guard. Life is good.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. We're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free, get two free gifts, and free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. Visit GetProactive.com or call 1-800-620-4646. That's 1-800-620-4646.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. I've got some important economic news. The economy is slowly improving, and we saw evidence of this on May 22nd in a speech from Ben Bernanke, the chairman of the Federal Reserve. When the economy improves, prices tend to rise. And when prices rise, mortgage interest rates usually follow. So if you've considered refinancing your home, you'd better act fast, even if you're underwater. If your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans has helped hundreds of thousands of underwater homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP, the government's home affordable refinance program. But there are millions more of you out there who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. Are you one of them? Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 4.75%, or if you owe more on your home than it's worth, call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. We're engineered to amaze.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Mark Flagle, inviting you to visit Flagle's Home Furnishings during our summer sale. As California's premier furniture and interior design company, Flagle's is offering outstanding savings on America's finest furniture by such renowned furniture makers as Stickley, Baker, Henrodon, Swaim, and Hancock & Moore leather furniture. In addition, all in-stock Brown Jordan outdoor furniture is now at end-of-season prices. Flagle's interior designers provide complete design expertise and will gladly assist you with your selection. Whether you need just one item or are furnishing your entire home, a Flagle's designer will turn your dreams into reality. So if you're seeking definitive style and quality for your home and want it unique to your taste and personality, don't delay. Come to Flagle's and save hundreds to thousands of dollars on your purchase. Flagle's Summer Sale, on now. Flagle's, Santa Cruz Avenue, Menlo Park, and on the web at flagles.com.
Ala Moana Center, the world's largest open-air shopping center located minutes from Waikiki, brings you Ala Moana Center's Hawaii Getaway Contest from August 1st through the 16th. Subscribe to receive the digital edition of Ala Moana Magazine and be entered to win a travel credit of $1,000 to Honolulu, Hawaii. You'll also win a $500 shopping spree to Ala Moana Center and four nights at the Hotel Renew with ground transportation provided by Roberts Hawaii. Log on to modernluxury.com to learn more about this contest and enter to win.
Sean Hannity.
I'm not a politician. I'm trying to just get to the truth. So sometimes to get to the truth, you got to be tough with some people.
Weekdays at noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I'd like to begin with a little hippie music. Please, Ray, play some hippie music, anything in the queue. And we'll go into the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. You think all the hippies have burned out or faded away? You're wrong. They're out there. And while some think they're still busily making love, not war, you're wrong. And here at a magazine called The Stately, they went out to find communities where they're heavily concentrated. And here we are. To determine this, they used a formula based on, one, marijuana availability and legality, number of stores selling hemp, local counterculture icons, tie-dye availability, hippie festivals, so-called progressive government, intensity of Occupy protests, and a Facebook poll. In the end, eStately.com determined these places are the 17 best U.S. cities for hippies. So let's begin, turn off the music, with city number 17 on the hippie list. Number 17, hello, Arcata, California. If you're listening to me in Reading on KQMS, give us a call at 855-400-7282. Arcata, California, the scent of patchouli oil is so strong in Arcata that it can be smelled from space. While this hasn't been confirmed yet, it is a fact that Arcata is the first city in America to elect a majority of its city council members from the Green Party. It passed the Nuclear Weapons Free Zone Act in 1989. Isn't that superb of them? No one knows how much of the city's population is dependent on a large marijuana industry that's central to Northern California's economy. But let's just say the locally sourced and smokable veggie is paying for a lot of organic produce at the local co-ops. Isn't that touching? Well, let me tell you, all you self-righteous potheads over in Northern California, you've decimated the environment. You have destroyed the forests. You've ripped off the streams. You've killed the salmon. Don't walk around with such righteousness up your you-know-what. You are worse than big oil. Coming in at number 16 is Bloomington, Indiana. Hello, infidels in Bloomington, Indiana. Let me tell you something. That's a place where hippies can let their freak flag fly. Where is Bloomington, Indiana? I have no idea. Apparently, it's in the southern part of Indiana. It's a hippie-filled college town where many a drum circle can be heard, provided the Occupy movement isn't defecating in the park at the time. Original hippies meet up with hippies in training from Indiana University at Laughing Planet, where they feast on burritos filled with steamed squash, kale, and God knows what else fell off the floor. In San Francisco, coming in at number 15, my hometown, KSFO 560 on the dial. Okay, here's the question. I'm going to go down the list, but I'm going to ask you a question that's quite pertinent. How do you cope living in hippie-infested cities? Because, as I said, old flower children never die. They just lose their petals. Coming at number 14, Manitou Springs, Colorado. We are heard on KREL in Colorado Springs, 1580 on the AM dial. If you like New Age, if you like mate instead of coffee, and if you want to legally buy weed in a store, Manitou Springs is a place that's both mellow and insane. Sometimes called the hippie Mayberry, the town at the base of Pikes Peak is a haven for the artsy spiritual dropout losers. The city was once ruled by Mayor Bud Ford, a down-to-earth loser hippie who wears a tie-dye and looks like the dead Jerry Garcia. Hello, Manitou Springs, Colorado. Number 13, Berea, Kentucky. So in Oakland, California, number 12, I'm on KSFO 560 on the dial. Peace and love, my eye. It's the murder capital of Northern California. Missoula, Montana. Oh, great. KJJR, Missoula, 880 on the dial. Do you happen to live in Missoula? Do you listen to the Savage Nation? Because old deadheads got stuck in town years ago after the microbuses broke down, climbing the I-90 steep hills outside of town, and they've been stuck there ever since. And now, of course, they mingle with University of Montana students, especially whenever Yonder Mountain String Band comes to town. While the rest of Montana is very conservative, in Missoula, there's no shame in men sporting long hair and, well, what else? Bisbee, Arizona. It was once a useful copper mining town, but then Bisbee reinvented itself as a hippie-filled art colony after the mine closed. Some of the Bisbee residents live in updated caves in the middle of town. And it's not unheard of to see naked people in cowboy hats strolling the main street in the middle of the night. How quaint. The New York Times called it a Greenwich Village West. And there's no shortage of fake artists, fake poets, and a turquoise shop, etc. Ugh, does anyone still wear turquoise? Austin, Texas comes in at number 9. Of course, Austin is known for its music and barbecue, but the capital of Texas is also a sanctuary for the state's losers and dropouts. The city of Austin has more hippie-themed meetups than any city in the country, as well as Hippie Hollow, a clothing-optional nudist park where degenerate old men can recreate in the buff and make believe that they're going au naturel. The popularity of Hippie Hollow is evidenced by a simple Google image search of Austin Hippie, which turns up far too many NSFW photos of these naked folks. Austin is also home to 12 local shops advertising marijuana. The hippie church at the local Taco Express and thousands of locals ardently working to keep Austin weird. Okay, great. Coming in at number 8 is Berkeley, California. Listeners, in my home state, I have a PhD from Berkeley, so I have fond memories of many things in Berkeley. KSFO 560 covers that area. And, of course, Berkeley was once one of the finest universities in America and was once one of the finest towns in America until it was decimated by the vermin on the left. The town's stores have been decimated. The crime rate is through the ceiling. And it's all because marijuana is the most dangerous of all drugs. Ithaca, New York comes in at number 7. Ithaca holds the record for the largest human peace sign, an accomplishment that only scratches the surface of this city's allegedly hippie nature. Number six, Burlington, Vermont. Thank God I have no radio affiliates in the area. The largest city in Vermont has a population of just 42,000, but apparently 20,000 of them hate America and routinely wear sandals, even in the snow. Coming in at number five is Portland, Oregon. Love Portland. Used to love Portland. It was ruined by all the emigres from San Francisco who went over there in their B-1 Volvos in the 1980s and destroyed the city. It's never come back from being a true blue-collar city. Number four, Boulder, Colorado. Known to some as the People's Republic of Boulder, the city was the setting for Naropa University's Jack Kerouac School of Disembodied Poetics. But what you don't know is that Jack Kerouac was one of the most conservative of American authors. That's been buried by the revisionist literary types who would like you to believe he was just into drugs, sex, and rock and roll. Asheville, North Carolina, Olympia, Washington. And finally, Eugene, Oregon, and I have a great affiliate in Eugene, KUGN, 590 on the AM dial, and they play me 6 hours a night. They play me from 6 to 9 and then 9 to midnight. Because, you see, when the hippies turned on, tuned in, and dropped out, they seem to have dropped into Eugene, Oregon. They think that they're all merry pranksters. They think that by living on communes, they've beaten the white picket fence. They think that by coming an organic farmer, they're somehow superior to the mega farmer who provides corn, wheat, and soybeans for the world. So there it is. If you are up in Eugene, Oregon, and you want to call us, it's 855-407-282. You're listening to the Voice of Freedom, the Savage Nation, whose one goal in life is to piss off hippies. But I think what I'm going to do now is stay on this hippie thing, which cities are the most infested by hippies, for one reason. They are the reason America's dying. They are the reason we are the laughingstock of the world. They are the reason that 50% of the population doesn't work and pays no taxes. They are the reason that your children, if they reach maturity, do not marry and have children. That's right, you heard me. Because the ethos of the hippie world is anti-family, anti-nation, anti-military, anti-police, anti-flag, anti-church, anti-synagogue, anti-mother, anti-father, anti-life itself. It's a death-worshipping cult. But you see, they're so enraptured with their lifestyle, and they think they are so enlightened that they think that they're pursuing life rather than death. And that's why I think it's worth doing. I think that we have to rebuild this country town by town and city by city. So if I'm reading to you the enclaves that are infested with hippies and the hippie mentality, there's a reason for it.
Savage.